Hey fuckers, it's Friday.
Can't spell shattered without shat or turd.
Like a gut punch to the abdomen.
Some of the funniest shit on the web.
I call it a rock threat.
I like the cut of your jib, gentlemen.
These five are the only protection we have.
Best part of the show is the genuine Hasbro love.
Good night, folks.
And of course, Pat's weekly farts.
Breaking news.
It's very outside of the box.
Hail day.
I love Friday.
Bob's bacon tackle now carrying Hasbro.
They truly are your favorite podcast.
Thoughts, prayers. Legs and chairs.
Shut up.
A to B.
Is that you?
When are you gonna bring Larry back?
My favorite Star Wars podcast.
Shattered Cast on
complete fuckers.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences only, and its sole purpose is to entertain. If it doesn't fit with your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now and
shut the fuck up, Chip.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Shattered Cast Uncut, episode 198. I guess I need a new line since this is the second time around. I guess that's my line. With me is everyone else. We'll do some things. So first up is Justin, T2RX6. How are you doing this evening?
If my internet connection will work so we don't have to do it a third time, it'll be great.
Are you connected? Are you using the hotspot in your Obama phone?
Is it still not coming through well?
Oh, no, no, I was just asking.
Okay. That's funny right there.
Had issues to begin with. No, you sound fine now.
Okay, yeah. Good.
Speaking of sounding fine, coming up next, we got Matt Baldwin.
Hey there, everybody. Already.
Robert.
Hi.
Bobby.
Hello.
You don't have any monologues tonight.
No, I'm down. I'm down.
Definitely not Saturday night.
I'll tell you what. You want to speak about a monologue? I got a monologue for you. You ready?
I guess.
In my later years, I've really grown to appreciate the underside of the bagel.
Did you say a what?
The underside. Bagel? The underside of the bagel.
What's a bagel?
A bagel. It's a small breaded bread
bagel.
It's like a donut, but just bread.
It's a bagel.
That's what I said. Yeah. Bagel.
You said a bagel. It's a bagel.
I begged for some change.
Yeah, do you like stand on the street with the bagel and like you ask people to put quarters in it?
Do you put Kima cheese on it or something? Was that cream cheese?
Oh yes.
Anyway, I've come to appreciate the bottom side of the bagel. I feel like the top side is what gets all the notoriety. It's what gets the marketing. It's what gets the fame. But you know, sometimes
all the light.
Come across air pockets. You know, you can come across inconsistencies in the flavors, but the bottom side. Wait, my wife is now looking at a Target.
Stay on target.
Selena wants unicorn slippers. why do you want these?
Who doesn't want unicorn slippers?
You're a nut. You know that?
You're a bagel.
A crazy person.
Bagel.
Put a little bit. Fill that glass up there, cowboy. All right. Crazy. Yeah. So anyway, and then I also think there's flavor inconsistencies and everything else. And of course, I'm talking to the podcast. The bottom side of the bagel. I'm on the bottom side of the bagel again.
Of course.
It's my new thing. So she said, so anyway, the top side, you just never know what you're gonna get. But you can get the perfect bite. I agree. The bottom side is dependable, it's consistent. It's a little bit denser, and it's never going to have the flash and kind of pizzazz as the top side, but it's going to always be there for you. So recently I've switched to always eat the top side of the bagel last, save the best for last. Recently I've changed to the bottom side.
You got to try some Bialy. You ever have a Bialy?
No. I don't think they sell the Food Lion.
Do you know what a Bialy is?
Mm-mm.
It's onion-based.
No, I don't fuck with that.
Nobody fucks with that.
Fucking Bialy's delicious.
Two things. Ironically enough, right before we did the show, I had a delicious toasted bagel with some honey pecan and walnut cream cheese. Nice. Which I'm a cream. I'm the cream cheese fan, not the bagel fan, not the bagel fan. And I also did the same thing. I ended up swapping the order in which I ate the bagel halves, and I was pleasantly surprised.
There you go.
See, okay.
Second, hold on, real quick. Second, that was less of a monologue and more of a cult recruitment speech, I think.
Bobby sponsored by bagels. Hey, let me ask you this now. It sounds like each of you, when you're eating a bagel, you go with an equatorial slice and eat each hemisphere, the northern, then the southern hemisphere. You correct. don't go with the what do you call the slice down the middle, Justin? What do you call that? What axis? The Y axis? You don't go with that slice down the middle and then, you know, slice it across the middle, but then also top to down and then eat the top and the bottom with your cream cheese filling like a sandwich.
Damn. I didn't know we could talk about bagels that much.
Wait, how do you eat? How do you eat your bagels?
My bagels, I cut it in half the way you do. Put the filling on it, but then I cut it in the middle, and then I eat a half, top and bottom as a half together in unity.
The old bagel bin approach. Bagel bin.
So, well, let me ask this, both of you, Greg
old
and
bagel
and
Kenobi.
No, there's Bobby. A bagel. No, Bagel Bin was like a chain restaurant. That's how they used to cut and serve their bagels. Go ahead. Go ahead, Matt.
What's y'all's favorite kind of bagels? Do y'all like plain bagels or do y'all like different kind of bagels?
I like different kinds, but my favorite is an everything bagel. But I also like a cheese bagel.
What?
And I like a poppy seed. I like a good poppy seed bagel, and of course, a plain bagel. And I think that bagels, much like ice cream, much like pizza, and much like donuts, whenever you buy a lot of them, you should make sure that you have enough of the standard. That being, you should make sure you have enough plain bagels, cheese pizzas, vanilla or chocolate ice creams, etc. Because, yes, the –
what the fuck are you saying?
Yes, because the more extravagant – bagels, pizzas, ice creams are definitely preferred by many, but everybody can step down. Not everybody can step up.
Welcome to Bagel Cast Uncut.
Wow. I thought you were saying there are chocolate and vanilla bagels. I was like, what?
No, there are chocolate ones.
Oh, the fuck, you guys. I don't know. You got to come to Brooklyn. I'll bring some bagels next time.
Here we go.
I feel like a chocolate bagel is called a donut. You know, just throw
that's like a super, you know, dense.
Here we go.
What do you like, Greg?
You can't get good Chinese food outside of New York. You can't get good pizza outside of New York.
That's stupid to say you can't get good Chinese food out of New York. That's so
says the guy who on this podcast has said you can't get good crab outside of Maryland.
I guarantee you, I will bet you can't get a better bagel than in Brooklyn. I will bet any amount of money to anyone. I challenge anyone. I used to work in a bagel store when I was in college. I was Big Bob. I was Bob's Big Boy. That's what they used to call me. Bob's Big Bagel. I was the deli master, man. Man, I fucking with bagels, man. The staple is plain, poppy, sesame, everything. Do you know everything bagels have onion on them? Please tell me you're not getting everything bagels with like oat. Please, and you don't get no whole wheat bagels, right? Come on now.
Don't get wheat bagels. But you know, the only wheat thing I eat, like just wheat, like it's advertised as wheat, is I like a honey wheat pretzel braid or pretzel twist. I care for one of those.
Greg, what do you like?
Well, I don't know if we have time for my opinion.
Well, we do have a lot of subjects, but you know, I just narrowed it one down. One of your favorite, like,
you know what? I can't say no to a blueberry bagel, but I'm more partial to the cream cheese flavorings than I am the actual bagel, because any plain bagel is wonderful with a good cream cheese, but
you know what?
Not the other way around.
Fair point. I concur with your point, but I must also say, contrary to popular bagel, you know, consumption, is I prefer a bagel with butter.
I do like the butter as well. That's also conditional based on the flavor.
Totally agree.
Now,
we should get bagels.
Do you like a toasted muffin?
I do enjoy a toasted muffin.
Like now we're talking tops versus bottoms.
Oh, like you put some butter on a muffin? Mm.
Yeah, like a blueberry muffin on a flat top grill with some butter.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that. That's some good shit right there.
And that's leading to my point that I wanted to make, that everything's good with butter. So
that's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah. Or cheese. Well. Not everything with cheese. My bad.
Most things.
95%.
I had to saute some vegetables and some like Earth's Balance yesterday, and I was very offended at myself.
Robert D., you've never eaten a vegetable ever in your life.
And I don't think you actually know what Earth's Balance is.
No, my problem is I just eat too much of everything, but I love vegetables.
He's had something to stretch those shirts out, man.
Yeah. It's the broccoli going through my neck that stretches this shit out.
It's the zucchini.
Oh, yeah. That goes the other way.
So I think a more honest answer to your question than Matt is what kind of cream cheese do I like? And there's three. I have a top three, even though I love all cream cheeses. Honey, walnut, or pecan, or a combination of the two is my top favorite. Below that one, I think I like jalapeno. And surprisingly, number three is lox. I picked
like
that up.
Lox, like the
I picked
lox,
that up young from Brugger's Beckles.
You mean lox like a money, power, respect? Or?
Ooh. Combination. Mm. He means combination.
I think honey. I think anything, no, well, not anything is, with honey, but honey
lox
is really
is
good.
A smoked salmon.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
It's nasty.
I could put honey on a lot of stuff, like honey butter.
Yeah, the honey. That's good stuff. At Skull Fest, the honey ball trick worked with Matt. Put some honey on my balls. He was like.
Sometimes. Oh. Just like a dog.
You know what else is good?
What do we get?
Oh, here he goes again.
We're monetizing.
It's okay. Fuck it. No rules. Shattercast Uncut.
Oh, there goes the show, guys.
There it goes. Hey, Justin, mark that spot.
Little locks. I'm editing the show this week.
No, I think under 10 seconds for fun.
Yeah.
Is it 10? I thought it was 5.
Actually, I think even if we review it, it's fine. So, like, what do you guys think about Money Power Respect generally? Pretty good?
It was a good one-hit wonder.
Pretty good.
I have to say that.
I'm not sure it's a one-hit wonder, but I think it's pretty good.
Dang, something else the Lox did.
The Mighty D-Block. The We Are D-Block. Mighty, mighty D-Block. That's pretty good.
Was it Foxy Brown that was with the Lox?
No, that was on that song, it was Little Kim.
Little Kim. Okay.
Hey, speaking of one-hit wonders and misperceptions of who a one-hit wonder was, due to your exposure. You know, I always thought Cake, remember Cake, the band Cake? I always thought Cake was a one-hit wonder. Cake has had a very prolific career, and I found that out when I moved to Columbus, Ohio, where Cake is, like, the favorite band. They've been putting out steady music, and, like, they get radio play here all the time, and their shows sell out. Mobs of people in Cake shirts take to downtown.
It's funny because I've often said that, like, you and I share a bit of a kindred spirit, and I one time ran into someone whose favorite band was Cake, and it totally fucked me up. I was like, no, I mean of all time. And they're like, yeah, no, of all time.
Just one more Cake and a Cita.
Sure.
When I was in high school, my sister was my legal guardian, and her husband was an amateur bodybuilder. He got me He introduced me to working out in gyms, and then I found drugs and women, and that kind of fell to the wayside. But he did a competition, and his song, they have a song, you know, they're like strippers, they have a song.
Right.
And it was The Distance by Cake. He also, that same summer,
bought
the Smash Mouth on tape, because he didn't want to jump too quickly into CDs.
Who wants to commit?
So he once said that he thought Cake was going to be a one-hit wonder, and he thought Smash Mouth was going to be the next big thing.
Wow. Now, to give it up, Smash Mouth did have a couple hits.
They did.
They're not the biggest thing, but they did have...
Well, one was a cover, though, so I don't know if that really counts.
Fair point.
Was that the Shrek one?
I've never actually seen
it. Well, they did a song for one of the Shreks, I think. I'm a Believer. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's a, yeah.
Okay.
That's,
correct. Right.
But that made my discovery that cake actually had a long and or has a long and, I guess, successful career made it even funnier, because what the fuck's Smash Mouth doing? Except touring with Sugar Ray playing the bar circuit.
Dude, good point.
So, speaking of one-hit wonders, we don't have any movie news.
Wait, what did we get?
Oh yeah, that's right. I got so tied up in Beckle chat.
Oh, I know. It gets you know, you get excited and pumped, and you just want to move on. But
what did everybody get?
We're trained little monkeys, Greg. We need our names announced.
That was something, a little treat, and we'll answer.
Oh, I was just saying what everybody get, and then Matt. I thought Matt was going to go first.
Only thing I got was this nice little hoodie from Bobby 12K. Well,
from us and from Bobby 12K.
I got a Shattercast, which is really nice. It's I like the logo on the little one on the front, and then the big one on the back. It's really nice. I can't wait to wear it. So that's the only thing I got this week.
Well, T2RXX deserves a little bit of credit for that, for the logo placement.
Mm-hmm. Matt, I'm with you. I expected the one in the back. I was even looking forward to it.
I did too.
Getting the one in the front was a nice little surprise.
I know. I showed it to
That shit feels official, doesn't it? I've been wearing it all week.
My mom and my wife, and they really like it.
Yours stinks.
Did you stretch out your collar yet for it?
Me? I just put mine feet first. Put it on feet first.
Okay.
That'll do it.
I will say that it does have a tight collar. That it's a little tighter neck than what I'm used to. And I wore it today over a polo to work, because I assumed I was going to take it off when I got to work, and I wore it all day. And it was a little tight, but... Oh, excuse me.
Were your arms long? Were your arms too long?
No, but my sleeves are
a little loose.
But I'm a little flared. Yeah. But I like it. Yeah,
my sleeves
are
a little loose, too.
Yeah. I thought I'd stretch it out, and I was like, I've only been wearing it in 10 minutes. I've lost a little weight myself. I didn't want to brag. Nice. And so mine's fitting a little looser than I thought it was. So that was nice, too.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
I don't want to say how much weight I've lost, because I used the ghetto Walmart scale last night to weigh myself, and it said I lost 73 pounds.
Jesus and Christ.
I don't know how the fuck that's accurate. I have a doctor's appointment.
Which is 7.
So,
like, you might need to go to the doctor's for real.
No, it's at least 35.
That's good, man. Congrats.
But I go to the doctor. I go to the doctor on Monday, so I'll know official. That official doctor scale, because that's the only scale I trust.
If we're losing pounds, right. I've lost. I'm back on the rocking horse, and I lost 7 pounds.
You ain't told us. Nice. No, Greg likes to be weighed like a key of Coke on a triple beam.
Yeah.
Nothing like a Coke diet, you know. I lost 73 pounds in a week.
Well, it's actually, I don't want to get too far off topic, but I didn't eat a whole lot. I was really busy and I skipped a bunch of meals, and I think it shrank my stomach down to where, like, I had we had sandwiches for lunch the other day, and I had like a 3-inch cheesesteak, like the smallest sandwich they had, on a side salad, and I ate my sandwich and half of my side salad, and I was like, oh, I'm done. I was like sitting there patting my belly like Thanksgiving dinner.
All I know is I went to the block with Pinkerton, Deluxe, and Cody, and ever since I've been losing weight and I can't stop it, and I feel like I'm eating whatever I want. It's the weirdest thing.
It's because you got addicted to cocaine.
that cocaine, it really did.
Or you got an STD.
I think it was the latter.
I just don't eat. I don't know. I don't get it. I just don't eat.
Oh, my God.
What did anybody get?
Go ahead, Matt.
I already said what I got.
Yeah, Justin, what'd you get?
So I got my – I also got my hoodie. That was nice. I don't know if it counts or not, but I ended up getting my Toy World Jazz back. So that was nice.
Oh, nice.
What else did I get? I got the Shadow Fisher Ironhide kit to fix that MP Ironhide.
How do you like that?
Well, I have it for Ratchet. I haven't put it on Ironhide yet. I'm going to do that later tonight. Probably put it on a review for Friday. So,
nice. I love them.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a great kit for like $15 or whatever it was. So, I got the Power Glide, the Richtofen.
Nice. Oh, nice.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, I got the replacement windshield for my Mixmaster, the Toy World one. Good job. And is that it? I think that's it. I don't know. I feel like there's something else, but I can't remember it. I don't know. That's it for now. If I think of it, I'll interrupt the show inappropriately at some point. That's wildly inappropriate and just blurt it out. So
they actually do a Robert D.
It's the Shattercast way.
So, Bobby, what'd you get?
Thank you for asking.
What'd you look at?
Yeah.
Well, it was a mix. So I got the Toy World Spring. I had the chance to look at the TFC Super Deformed Hercules from Billy Smooth Hair Fong.
What did you think of that?
I actually really liked it.
No kidding, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a pretty cool little unit. I got the SDCC exclusive Grand Admiral Thrawn from Tucker, which was quite nice as well.
Sleepy Time?
I had the chance, yeah, Sleepy Time, Snoozy Bear.
Sleepy Time Tucker?
I had the chance to look at the Coolsville, courtesy of Justin. I got the open and play fucking Galvatron, which has been the bane of my existence all day.
Hold on. Bobby calls me today. A total false pretense. He's like, "Hell, so did you get your pack?"
That's not true. I mean, it was false pretense, but that wasn't the pretense. We have to be honest about the situation. That wasn't the pretense.
Bobby called me to get in there. Like, listen, there's a new rule. I'm not going to review anything just because it's sent to me. And I hadn't seen his video yet. I'm like, you're getting a lot of shit for Galvatron, aren't you? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason why is because I don't want him to buy me the next open and play and then expect me to review it. Like, that's just
He's got that shit on
super secret fucking squirrel pre-order.
Right.
Like we don't even know what the next open and play toy is, and he's already...
Whatever, I have an idea what it is, but I could talk to you guys about that off the air.
No, that's not my style. I'm not just going to repeat like that. I'm going to come at you from left field. That's my deal. Let's see.
I called him to see if his toy made it to him, but that's a separate situation. So I had the opportunity to look at the Bandai Megazord. I got the Star Wars Snoke 6-inch Black Series. I had the opportunity to look at the DreamX April O'Neil. I had the opportunity to look at the SXS Rodimus, courtesy of Robert D. I had the opportunity to look at the SH Monster Arts Predator Wolf, the Figma RoboCop, and the SH Figuarts Jack Sparrow.
Huh.
I had the opportunity to look at the Marvel Legends Toys R Us exclusive Hydra 2-pack. And I got the SH Figuarts Guardians of the Galaxy Rocket and Groot. And I had the opportunity to look at the Iron Factory Swindle and Brawl. And I finished Smoke and Mirrors, and I finished the making of Smoke and Mirrors, which is a fucking big load of work off my plate. And
Matt's going to die. Matt's going to die.
That shit is funny. And I also got the Make Toys Howling Meteor. Howling Meteor. Yep, I got that. So,
Iron Factory to me.
My Takara cream is available for sale if anyone wants one.
How much? 25?
No, but you can hit me up. But
JL will give you $30.
Hey, now we're going to work up to 35. Keep it going.
Hey, how is that Groot? I kind of forgot about those, so I didn't pre-order them.
I mean, it's cool. It's like, you know, half an inch tall. You know what I mean? But I mean...
That's right. This baby Groot.
Yeah.
Why is the rocket?
The rocket's fucking awesome, dude. Like, it's fucking awesome.
Like, I have to order those.
Yeah, I couldn't stop fucking with it. I really couldn't stop fucking with it. It's fucking awesome. It has a little Mafex type display base to go with it. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Ooh, Thor's out next week. Ooh.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty good.
Australia's already seen it.
Yeah, everybody's saying it's great.
Yeah, the UK. Yeah.
The UK's got it too?
It came out in the UK first, I think. I might be mistaken. Because Cody said he saw it Tuesday night, yeah. And from what I've read online, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, Cody also said the Mummy was brilliant, though.
The
Mummy was brilliant.
A lot of people would disagree, Cody.
Yeah, Yeah, I heard they canceled the MonsterVerse.
Yeah,
too. After that one, yeah, they're like, yeah, we're good.
Cody said that Ragnarok is awesome, and people are like, it's out by you? And he's like, yeah, it's great. I'm like, I thought he meant the Unique Toys Combiner, and I was just like, really?
Can I give
that
a?
Didn't click.
Can I give one spoiler? Not to Thor, but to the figures I looked at this week. Sure. I don't often say this about figures, but I'm going to say it about this one. The SH Figwarts Jack Sparrow is fucking perfect. It's fucking perfect.
Like, is it drunk?
Yes, it has that capability.
Nice.
Yeah, if I had any connection to that character whatsoever, I'd be all over it. Like, my only real complaint about that toy is that I don't want it. It's fucking perfect.
Which movie is it from?
I you're asking the wrong guy. I saw the first one. It seems in line with that to me.
Okay. I mean, if it's like first two, I might would pick one and forget.
I can send
if it's
you,
like
send
the
you,
other seven.
Send you a picture in the chat.
Or however many there were, then yeah, that's not for her.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I'll send you a picture in the chat.
She definitely knows the meaning of too much of a good thing.
Right.
And then too much of a bad thing following too much of a good thing. Robert, what did you chase this week?
I got the Iron Factory. I got the Iron Factory. Swindle and Braun. Brawl. I sent that over to Bubba. And
send it to me.
Yes, Bobby can send that over to you. You can send that over to him when you're done with it, Bubba. When you get the next thing is the DX9 Dinobots.
Just send them both.
Yeah, the Grimlock and the Grimlock and the Snarl. So send them over to Matthew. I haven't transformed any of the. I play with Swindle and Brawl, but I didn't play with the Dinobots. They just came in and I sent them out. I mean, because I'm kind of like, I got a new bookshelf. It's not a big one. It's a baby.
I remembered what I got.
What'd you get?
The Fans Toys Part B or whatever of the Mega Supreme. I just felt I actually remembered it when Bobby was talking, but I figured I'd wait until Robert was talking.
Oh, that was a good pick.
I can dig it.
I got a bookshelf, and I spent a long time putting it together and then trying to rearrange my collection. And even though I added a shelf, I still everything's full, which is really weird.
Dude, your shelves look good too, man. I want to tell you that.
I didn't see a picture.
Oh, I didn't know you cared, Bobby.
I do care. Send me a picture. Okay.
It's awesome. He's got legends with his combiners and stuff. It looks really good.
He knows. He don't give a shit.
I do. Yeah, give
I know.
A shit.
But I'm just saying, it was. It looked really good.
Send me a pic, bro.
And Justin, the Omega with your baby was awesome too.
Thank you.
And I did get a hoodie as well, and with the hoodie, I got the Transformers Universe Leo Prime.
You looked at three times.
Yeah, he pulled like a Tyler F, and he was just crashing unwarranted at someone else's home, and he's been at Bobby's forever.
Shout out to Tyler F. He actually sent me some Star Wars 3¾ stuff that I reimbursed him for. I'm sorry. I just did the same thing we've been talking about, but some of the Black Series from Last Jedi Wave, 3 out of 4, all but the I forget which one. Doesn't matter. But yeah.
Yoda.
I think that's all I got.
Hey, Greg, what'd you get?
I got a picture of that Jack Sparrow. Give me one second. I'm sending it again.
It's fucking nice, man.
I said, hold on. I'm going to read text to Kit. I said, do you have any interest in a drunk Jack Sparrow action figure? I sent her the picture. And she said, not really. I said, oh, it's a thing I'd like to have in the house, but under a different pretense than it belongs to me.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Oh,
it's great to get it.
I it was like that's something. It's like the Bruce Lee or the Freddie Mercury. Well, not the Freddie Mercury. No, I like that one, but it's like a toy that I would. It's like buying a vacuum cleaner for your wife on her birthday. Like
right,
you need vacuum cleaner, but this is a present for you, and it's not because I want it.
Right.
Kind of thing. I only got a hoodie and a t-shirt. I feel like the last kid on my block to get a Shattercast t-shirt and hoodie. And the hoodie's nice. It's very soft. It's a hair magnet. Mm. I have German Shepherd hairs on it, and I don't have a German Shepherd. So I don't know how the fuck that happened. The t-shirt,
maybe Adam packed your box.
From as much as you talk about Adam, Robert, I don't think I'm the first person Adam has packed.
let's hope not. He's got three kids.
I got Omega Part B.
Did you snap your legs too, like that one guy did?
It's pretty impressive. He showed the break. Like, I could see it happening. If the screws got driven in at like a slight angle, it could happen. And the number of people that are no, that didn't happen. Like, I mean, maybe it did, maybe it didn't. I don't know. But I mean, it's a point where, like, if the screws had been driven in, like, even like a little bit off point, like it could have cracked the plastic.
Now, Greg, you're always talking about the vocal minority that raised a big stink.
Well, no, I'm saying maybe it happened, maybe it didn't, but it could have happened.
To a vocal minority?
So should he get a new...
Let me wrap my head around that one. There's been, two people that have broken. Mine's fine. So I don't think it's a widespread issue at all. But I think it falls into that realm of one off. It could be one or two off issue.
Okay.
But I'm not saying it's a widespread issue, but it's possible. And no one will know one way or the other. Hopefully his toy gets sorted and he can have an Omega Supreme like everybody, Omega Supreme like everybody else.
You censored
all the other kids.
You censored me in the cafe.
Vehicle.
Yeah, well, no, because it had nothing to fucking do with that. We can talk about that after the show if you want.
You censored me.
Shut up, Robert.
You deleted a meme of mine.
What else? You get anything else?
No. I did want to say that even though my Part A LEDs didn't work worth a fuck, my Part Bs are like fucking flashlights. So the next time the power goes out, I know what to grab.
walk around with that thing.
With that 2 foot tall. I was very impressed once I got that thing put together. Like, it's a very large, plastic rabbit.
That's what she said.
So, I think that's all I got.
The face sculpt
on
that.
All right, nice.
Oh, yeah, that's face sculpt. I've said from the get-go, that it's breathtaking. That's why I wanted the eyes to work, just so I could periodically turn the eyes on and just appreciate it, because it's the best Fans Toys face sculpt so far, and then the fucking eyes don't work.
Fans Toy curse.
Well, I wouldn't leave them on. I mean, I'd turn them on like once every 6 months, so it's not a deal breaker. Like, I don't care about that. I wasted $3 on batteries. I could put in something else. It's fine. But it was just like, it was just that punch in the nuts. Like, God, I just wanted to see the eyes one time.
Just let me look on you once with my own eyes.
What? Now, do you have your eyebrows on or off? Why do you say that? Robert's laughing, but I don't think he understands.
Sure, I think eyebrows on. You gotta go OG.
Man, he's all the way across the room talking.
Oh. No, he's overlooking a Star Wars fucking fact encyclopedia. Like, what's he talking
about? Google it up really quick. Let's just kind of talk about Star Wars as much as you know. I mean, I don't like Star Wars. Dude, I'm still watching that trailer every day.
Oh, I'm not doing it myself. I am refreshing that goddamn GameStop page trying to figure out where the fuck my Snoke is.
Yeah, it's a widespread issue right there.
Hey, spoilers, Superman's back in Justice League. Just putting that out there.
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Sorry.
Oh, no, is there another trailer with him in it?
Yeah, they showed the last trailer.
Oh, nice.
And I'm sorry, I presented a Venom trailer to y'all today, and that was not a real trailer. I apologize for that. It looked real.
They're getting good. The fans are getting good.
But if that's what Venom looks like,
Nice.
I'm excited for Punisher. Anybody excited for Punisher? I've been reading a lot of Punisher comics, like getting in the mood.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, ever since they canceled that shit or pushed it back after that Nevada shit, I was like, oh, yeah, I want to see this shit.
Yeah.
Fuck them people that died.
It's not that. It's just like,
I'm just kidding.
If they feel like it's that hardcore, like, that's what I want to see.
That's true.
Did you ever read Punisher Max?
Yep.
I did not even know that existed until 2 weeks ago, and I fucking binge read that entire series plus the follow up. And it's pretty. The first run of 66 issues is really fucking good.
Yeah,
I have some feelings on it,
but I love how he like talks to God and that shit. Like, that's the shit I want to see in a Punisher. Like, shit, you know what I mean? Like, where he's like, it's like, it's almost like the devil and God are on his shoulder at all times.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Daredevil was on his shoulder?
Yes.
Well, actually, funny you say that, Matt, because the draw of that series is there are no other characters. Mm-hmm. There's a Jigsaw thing in there that feels really forced. Like, somebody was like, somebody with, like, a money man. It's like, why don't you try throwing Jigsaw in there and see if we can sell more comics. And then the second run does a really interesting take on Bullseye and the Kingpin.
I'm wondering, is Bullseye going to be – I know the Kingpin's coming back for Daredevil, but are they going to introduce Bullseye anytime?
I kind of hope they do, but I kind of hope they don't, because I think that's a character that would be really easy to get wrong. Just as easy as he'd be to get right.
So you wouldn't have to do that. Did it Ben Affleck's movie? You don't want Colin Farrell. You don't want him to be.
I generally like Colin Farrell.
I thought he did all right as a Bullseye.
I don't know his Bullseye, but I generally like Colin Farrell. In general,
he's all right. He's in that phone booth movie.
To answer your question, do I like the guy who did it? Do I like the guy? Yes. Do I like him as Bullseye?
I thought he did all right.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, yeah.
Oh, are we going to talk about Transformers?
No.
Nope.
All right, moving on.
We spent all our time. This is Punisher, Beagle, Cast.
All right, good night, folks.
Unique Toys UTRO2 Challenger. This is a third party Age of Extinction, The Last Night, whatever those movies are called, Optimus Prime.
Oh, you know what they are.
Oh, the little slide across business.
Looks good. I don't know if I want to replace my masterpiece, but you know.
Well, this is a different. This is a completely
different. It is true.
Body though.
It is.
Body prime face.
I know, but you know, I still, you know, I like the MP one, so I'm content with that one. You know, so I don't know. But that lockdown, I watched the review on that lockdown. Damn. That is pretty good.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. Nobody likes talking about the movie, so I guess we can move along.
You need to get closer to the mic there.
Yes, Far Cross Robert.
Oh, sorry. I put it up to my – I was vaping. I mean, it's funny. Like, I really like these Unique Toys offerings, you know, and it's I'm at odds with myself because I already have one movie – like a movie – an MP movie prime. And I want another one, and like I want this, and I'm like, is something wrong with me?
Yes.
Like, I really, I'm not happy about.
Gosh, Bob. Okay.
Well, to be fair, there's only one movie MP Prime.
I know this looks
going to be available. Like, so
yeah, it's called MP10. I feel like this Unique Toys, they're going back to their roots with the Mania King. You know how that's still a striking figure. It's still a wonderful figure. You know, I really feel like Unique Toys has maybe they rehired that designer or something. Who the fuck knows?
I don't know. I mean, they've been, you know, DX9, Unique Toys, they've been on the upward swing here recently. A little bit of an upward swing.
Yeah. Uppercut. I don't know.
I mean, do y'all feel that third party is jumping? I mean, I don't want to say jumping the gun, but I know, you know, we're almost done with G1 stuff. But we're not done yet.
Yeah,
and now jumping all the way to the movie stuff.
But my question is, man, is a movie prime more lucrative than a G1 Warpath? You know, that's the question.
Not under these circumstances, I don't think, because the MPM Prime came out. But
they would have paid for this. But they would have paid for this design before that. You know what I mean? Like this.
But
would have
been.
They
all know each other. They all know each other. They would have known that it was being designed by Takara.
No. If they knew that the Takara one was coming, they wouldn't have done this. That's my guess.
No, but they saw that they saw that Bumblebee was coming. So I think, and with DX9 and Unique Toys, like they're kind of two sides of the same coin. So I think DX9, they might have been like, all right, let's chase the official line that's going down the movie path, whereas Unique Toys is chasing after the G1. And if I'm not mistaken, is DX9, they're doing those weird beast ones. And there was a thing that came up today or yesterday.
Yeah, Hot Rod.
And I didn't add that because we don't actually know what it is. We just saw a face sculpt. It's probably the Rodimus that turns into the lion. But we don't know for sure, so I didn't add it because it wouldn't really have been. They would just been a bunch of speculation. But so it's DX9. That's the one that's doing. So they're doing these movie figures. They're doing the Beast figures, and they're doing the video game figures like Overwatch, right?
Hold on. I thought it was like either G Creations or Generation Toy that was doing those weird robot animals.
Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm asking that.
No, yeah. I think it's Generation Toy, like the robot gorilla and all those robot version.
Okay. Yeah, that was Generation Toy.
Okay. Well, then I think DX9 teased some random ass shit today in that line that the Overwatch figures in that looks a lot like fucking Rodimus Prime.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I
heard it was Beast Wars Megatron. That picture with the face that just shows half a face.
Dude, everyone's been throwing every fucking thing and just.
I didn't say it was true.
I didn't say you did. I'm just saying everyone's been throwing everything at that to see what sticks. That's why I didn't even add it to the notes.
But the helmet kind of looks. The helmet head kind of looks like Beast Wars Megatron.
Well, it kind of looks like the Marvel Comics Sentinel Prime.
Yeah, it could be Sentinel Prime too. I think we should go out to the TFW board.
Does this Prime look better than the Takara one?
See, I think so because
– I think so too.
The Takara one, even though it's MP, it's their line and they're calling it MP and it's really striking. It is just a remold and a retool. You know, just they improved on a prior toy that wasn't MP. So there are some constraints.
I don't think that's actually accurate at all. There's nothing remolded or retooled from that. But it does share similar kind of transformation because that works.
They were using that as a starting point.
Well, I think they were both using the same character model as a starting point. But anyway, let's not digress into that. I'm sorry. Well,
the one thing I like is just like Lockdown. You know, the where Optimus has this, you know, the big front part of it. Where's all that going to go? Like Lockdown, you know, it was what everybody is wondering. You know, where was everything going to go? And it worked out really well. This, I don't know where everything's going to go. I mean, is this going to be part forming, or is this actually everything's going to be on his body?
This is actually a Lockdown remold.
Is it?
It's all going to go inside.
Oh, shit, far.
It's actually just a statue. The left half of it is a robot, and the right half of it is a truck.
Oh, wait, no. This is like X-Transbot's Minasaur. You're actually going to get two figures in the box. One's going to be the truck, and one's going to be the robot.
If y'all just gonna fuck with me all night, I'll quit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Not, goddamn. No. But I'm just saying, you know, it's a big truck, and he's, you know, pretty slender.
It'll work.
I know it will. I mean, just like Lockdown, you know, it worked. You know, but like I said, you have that big front of the truck, and then when you look at the robot, where's all that shit going?
No, I'm with you on that Lockdown. Like that was kind of impressive the way that shit all.
Yeah, the legs happened, and stuff. So. Yeah.
So. I think they might have. I think Unique Toys just might have found like an MVP,
a niche.
And like they're like, all right, you just keep pushing this shit out if people are going to buy them. But yeah,
going to this Optimus Prime here, the back picture where he's got all his stuff stored on the back. First off, I think it's awesome that he can store his sword and shield on the back. I like it. But anybody else see the Vader face on the back.
Ooh, let me see.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah, the eyes. You know, they got a little dimple.
Right, oh, I do see the Vader face.
Look at Justin. God, no. Trying to find faces.
I always find faces.
I always find faces.
Give me your face.
Oh, that Vader face has eyebrows, too, so that's an original cut.
He's got green eyebrows. He's got his cans are the, I don't know, his cheeks.
Next time I host, I'm going to be like, and tonight we have our face finder, T2RX6.
That's me.
He beat Vader with his face.
I think this thing looks great. I'm not interested in it, but I think it looks like a very, very nice effort on their part.
Yeah.
So way to go, DX9. You've come a long way.
Dude, really the DX9 Slims. Conglomerate is doing work these days.
You said slim instead of conglomerate.
You said slim.
Say it. I know.
God damn it.
I know. Come a long way, baby.
Yep.
Speaking of coming a long way, all the way from China, BotFest reveals. First up, we have MMC Reformatted Nitro, which is Override.
Cybertron Override. It's good. It's another female character, and that's wonderful, and I'm glad. But that's just, you know. I mean, but I guess it fits the mold. She was, you know, her car mold was kind of like that. But it's just a weird choice. Like, she was not really one of the main characters.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Cybertron.
I'm not into it.
I'm surprised three versions of this figure didn't come out before the Rodimus. That's more MMCs.
And this makes the fourth, right? This makes the fourth use of this mold.
Oh, I mean, three colorations of Override, like Asterix mode Override, and yeah, like that's kind of been the MMC like way.
You know, not for nothing. I mean, of course, give it time, but not for nothing. We haven't seen anything else from that Megatron mold, and that Megatron mold is a good mold.
Excuse me. So, what do you think?
Meaty.
I didn't. I tried to cover my mouth and I had a gas.
That's all right, man. That's all right. That was meaty. That's good.
Well, if we go by Hasbro, we have Skullgrin. We could make that, and we could make Darkmount / whatever his real name is. Yeah, I can't remember his actual name.
Oh my God, Justin! Please don't combine Hasbro and MMC.
Hey, I'm just saying.
God, we'll have Optimus Prime. We'll have Jetfire. Exactly. We'll have
a Bumblebee.
Bumblebee from the mold. This will be our wrong retool.
Oh, they could make a runabout and runamuck out of this.
Yeah, it'll be a secret mold.
I can see them doing runabout and runamuck right there for them.
Like transgender drift.
I'd like to get a runabout and runamuck. I'd like some
MP scale. Yeah, MP. Yeah,
I
would too.
I'm surprised with the love people have to make the car bots that nobody's actually done that. You know, like TFC jumped right to Road Caesar, and like, you know, like there's still more car bots you could do. It's an odd choice.
Which one was the black car that was run on Mug?
I think that's Runabout.
Runabout. I had that one. I never had run a Mug as a kid.
I had them both, but actually one of mine still works to this day. Like
jump starter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be good.
I will never forget that Runabout is the black one because it has a B in the name and it's the black one. So.
Oh, nice! I didn't think of that. There what in exception? My list, I was thinking about this today, looking at the pictures of Coot.
That's so like dirty.
That's on.
I wish we could just go ahead and call him Cooter.
Okay, Cup. I was looking at the pictures of the Fans Toys Cup, and like he's just in that list of bots, like the Fans Hobby Power Master Prime, like the ones that like I vividly remember having as a kid, like the ones that like I have like with the Piranicon, like I have like a really vivid like fond memory of having those and buying those as a kid. And the same thing with like the Cup and Blur and Runabout and rock things like that, and like those are ones that even though like they don't necessarily fit what I'm kind of doing in my collection right now, like they're still ones I would buy just to have them because they were toys that meant a lot to me as a kid. just because of sentimental reasons. So, but anyway, I'm sorry. Rock Lords, yes.
Oh, I love some Rock Lords, man. I fell asleep on Pinkerton's couch watching Rock Lords.
Did you feel
You're
on a couch falling asleep, motherfucker, man.
Yeah, I will. I'll fall asleep up against a tree, man. Out in the field, man, I'll sleep up against anything. Fuck it.
Yeah, you fell asleep on a chair many times.
Yeah, I did. That was a great chair.
Was it a great chair? What about the basement one? You fell asleep on that, too.
Did I? Yeah, that was good,
too. Definitely a skit, I think.
That was a great basement.
That cut in your review with Matt sleeping, that was so funny. Matt, did you see that? Where he's like, not this guy, and you're just like, sleeping in the chair.
Wait. I guess I missed the review. You feel me sleeping?
Check out the neck of Michelangelo. When
you get that's a fucked up, man. That is fucked up, man. Did anybody call me a fat ass in your comments?
No.
It actually would have been funny if you did review Matt while he was sleeping. And like, you were picking his fucking arms up and shit, and he just didn't even notice.
Man, I was tired. Man, I just threw in,
articulation
here.
We're tired.
You were very sleepy.
All right.
You're a little snoozy bear.
I was. All right. What are we talking about?
You went to 10 strip clubs and tried heroin for the first 3 times in your life.
Man, that shit was pretty rough, man. That heroin was, I don't know what he got, but it wasn't the right kind.
That Baltimore real.
Well, I don't think to be fair, I don't think you're supposed to shoot up his dick hole. But speaking of things you shoot up his dick hole, make toys, cross dimension, divine armor, prototypes. This is what's God that? Bomber, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Justin doesn't like this because it doesn't become a trailer.
Another God Bomber? Come on.
Is it not? Because that's a valid complaint.
It becomes a trailer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's got attachments.
I got my news from Robert.
I'm sorry, Robert. Go ahead and speak for me again. What about?
Justin thinks the trailer looks stupid.
Tell him, Justin.
Justin thinks the trailer looks stupid.
Can you say that? I mean, it's fine. It's God Bomber.
Justin thinks the trailer looks fine.
Okay.
Does anybody else see this being a remold into Cybertron Red Alert? Because of the missile?
I got a feeling we're going to get a black version.
I believe that's
reminds me of that. You got a feeling, huh?
That's intuitive, Bobby.
I got a hunch.
What's that big vulture with the dick missile? The big bird?
Double dealer?
Yeah, that's Double Dealer.
I would kill for a third-party Double Dealer. Yeah, I would literally kill, because that's another toy. Because, like, how old are we? We're all about the same age. Like,
that was at the far end. I mean, that was almost the end of a...
Yeah, we got some G1 toys, but, like, we... Yeah, that was the stuff that, like, when we were...
Power Masters.
Like, post-T-Man. Like, that was the stuff that was really on the shelves that I remember. So that's all the stuff I got.
How are they going to make that eagle, or the bird, whatever, vulture or whatever? That's an ugly-ass bird.
I hope Keith makes it, though. I want it to be a real conflict of interest. I want it to really be something I have to fucking think about, and I want to keep adding it to my cart and taking it out, adding it to my cart and taking it out. Like, I want it to be a real, like, real test of my metal.
I don't know about this thing, though. Another God Bomber? Come on.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care much. Just looking at the cross dimension mold, I hear it's great. Better people than me have said it was a really cool toy. I just don't. I don't plan on buying the cross dimensions.
They're good figures. I mean, the Prime is fucking good. Excellent. The Megatron is too.
They are good.
Yeah, well, that's exactly. I had the Prime, and I felt the same way. Like, I wanted it to I wanted to like it more than I did. I mean, I did like it, but I wanted it to fit more than it did, and it was just, at the end of the day, it was just something that I couldn't. It was just not something I could build a collection around. But it is.
I have the Thunder Erebus, and he's pretty fucking good.
So that's the question I have for you, Robert. Like, where does this fit in your collection? Because isn't he too big to be a legend, but too small to be anything else?
I have a little evil shelf, like a nemesis shelf. On it, I have my
the what do you call it, the Predaking? Not the what, Nero Rex. I got the Scourge. I got the Terror.
KO, you know, Nero Rex. So basically, it's a shovel of things that don't need to go in the same scale at all.
Right. They just go together because they're black and purple and silver, or black and teal and red.
Black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's pretty black racist, Robert.
Yeah.
I just want to throw that out there.
I understand what you're saying, Greg, about the Cross Dimension. The Cross Dimension, they're wonderful figures. They're great, and they pose, you know, really well, but I don't know where they fit into a collection. They might fit my ass. It's yeah, they're their own thing. I mean, but you know, and they might fit my ass, like Robert said. But they just, you know, they're not. They don't mix. They don't mesh with anything that I have. But I still love them. I mean, the black one was with all the weapons and shit. Nice.
It was to the point where I had ordered the where I had the Prime coming to me, and Bobby had just reviewed the Megatron, and I remember I hit him up one day. I was at the zoo. And I tried to convince him to sell it to me. And I didn't really want it. I hadn't even seen the Prime yet, but I wanted to secure the Megatron in case I liked it. And I remember asking him, and then like for 5 minutes I waited for a response. And I was so scared he was going to be like, yeah, I'll sell it to you. And then I would have to buy it. And I'm glad I didn't, because it ended up being like something that I ultimately decided that I don't really think I want to collect these. But yeah, they're cool figures. They're definitely cool figures.
So you wait at the phone too when you text Bobby and just wait?
I do. I actually sat on a bench overlooking the main pond at the Columbus Zoo. Mm-hmm. I was having a Christmas ale.
A bagel?
No, a Christmas ale. No, they don't sell bagels. Well, no, they do sell bagels because there's Tim Hortons there. But I was at the pretzel stand. And they don't have a whole wheat pretzel honey oak
twist. Somebody headbang in there, Mike?
No. That's Bobby.
Sorry. Are you headbanging?
No, I'm not headbanging, I promise.
Alright. I'm putting it up against your dick. Like, yeah, no. It's still there. My dick's still there.
It's fine. I'm sorry. I had to do something far from the computer, and it's just stretching the cord a bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You had to fart. That's okay.
A little bit.
So, speaking of taking a shit on our podcast. Additional BotFest third-party reveals. So this is going to be, for some reason, smashed together in this TFW link. And I was lazy and I didn't separate them. Mastermind Creations, the last two members of the DJD. And then the Make Toys Conehead. Oh, I got indigestion. I'm really sorry about hiccuping.
I think you should let out those burps.
Just let it go, man. Just let it go.
It just fucking hit me. I haven't had dinner yet. I don't know what the fuck that was. I just had a bagel.
Bagel?
I'm in for all these Make Toy Seekers at this point.
With the DJG, who's the little the guy? What?
With the what?
DJD?
Oh, okay.
DJZ? What did I say?
DJZ?
Did I say DJZ? Did I say? Oh, my bad. JZ in this one. Who's the little blue guy in front of it? Did he come with the big blue guy?
That's Nickel. That's a female, Matt. Oh,
does she come with?
You might want to check your privilege there.
Am I doing sexist? I'm sorry. I did not mean to offend any females that listen to us. But does she come with the big blue guy?
Sometimes.
Because I know the pet goes with one of them, right?
No, that's Ravage.
It's not Ravage. All right, they look
good.
Isn't
that Ravage?
No, it's the pet.
No.
They look good. They don't look good.
They look great.
I know that pet used to come with Rewind, but he doesn't anymore.
So
spoilers, the pet is Rewind's long lost boyfriend.
That's a fact.
Oh, okay. Cool. I wasn't sure if anyone got it because no one laughed when I made a dumb joke like Robert. I didn't know.
Well, we usually think your jokes are not dumb.
Because it was a dumb joke like Robert. That's why nobody laughed. Welcome to the club.
So Bobby. Oh, let me say it again. So that pet used to come with Rewind,
Now tap your mic, and now you're with Matt and me.
Yeah, I did tap the mic last week.
Justin was trying to talk.
Okay. So Bobby, you're in on all the Make Toy Seekers now?
I am.
Of course he is. Come on, man.
I am. I'm in.
Why don't they call these guys the shoulder cons? Jesus.
That's what they look like in the cartoon.
They weren't in a cartoon.
The Coneheads were not in the cartoon?
The Coneheads were.
You're talking about the DJZ.
I'm looking at the DJZ.
DJZ? I'm talking about the Coneheads. That's what Justin was saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Justin.
Or Seekers, too. I like the Coneheads. They look. I can't wait to get Coneheads. I skipped on the MP1, so.
I mean, that Make Toys Howling Meter, like, it really looks nice, but, like, the idea having to sell everything, I don't know.
I know. It sucks. I'm with you. Like, it's a hard choice.
You know what? I just ended up selling a Thundercracker, and he would have almost paid for a Make Toys one, so I might have to. We'll see.
Wait, which Thundercracker did
kind
you
of
sell?
A hassle. The old Hasbro one.
Oh, the old one.
Yep.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you sold your car one. I was like, he should have paid for at least two or three.
No. Sorry, it was the Hasbro.
The Walmart one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that thing. Yeah.
No, it was Toys R Us.
Was it
with
Toys R Us?
Tattoos, yeah. With all the dumb military tattoos, like the Navy tattoos. He had all the shit on him. It was like he went and saw Sailor Jerry.
I think you're thinking. Yes.
He means MP11.
Yeah, you're thinking Starscream. I'm talking about the MP11.
No. I'm thinking the MP11, and he's got, like, the weird, like, it's like the pilot's name, and he's got, like, the, he has, like, the X'd out Autobot logos and shit on the, yeah, the blue one. Yeah, the one that was a Toys R Us.
Didn't
it have, like, that, all those dumb, like, tampos on it?
It might have. I don't remember.
Because the old Takara one, they were stickers. Shit. And then with the Hasbro one, they were actual tampos. And it had, like, people's names and shit all over it.
Yeah, that's possible.
I never got the Coneheads. I held off, you know?
I did too,
so
Robert.
I have the space, but I don't know. I'm still sour. Still sour.
Make Toys will make it up to you. They'll make it up. I mean, does it really matter? Everybody's fucking shiesty in the fucking third-party game and the Takara game and the Hasbro game. Does it really matter just as long as you get your fucking toys? Are you really going to throw morals in?
There is a...
Oh, here we go.
There is a
12-day. Let's go.
It depends. It depends. Like, there is a level.
It depends. You
can reach a level.
So, did Make Toys really hurt y'all feeling that bad?
AFK for 2 minutes.
Away from keyboard.
No, not necessarily, but you know, like my relationship with Make Toys is complicated. But there's
some
things.
Me and you relationship.
Yeah, it's like you and my relationship, Matt.
You know, it's funny. It's like people have different reasons for having a beef with them. Like Tyler L. You know,
Snowflake.
Yeah, Snowflake. He basically dumped them because of the whole conspiracy that they were selling KOs, you know, KOing themselves and all this shit. They were behind KO companies. You know, me, I think a lot of the third-party companies and their factories and whatever are doing that. I'm not sure. I don't know. Unless I see proof, it's hard for me to know. But and that also follows to what bothered me was just the tactics they employed with that whole bullshit pre-order. Fuck you. Pre-order's canceled. They're in a warehouse and you got these repaints at TFCon rearing to go. And now every fucking retailer has Galaxy Media pre-orders filling and everything. You know, I just let mine lag. I was like, sorry, BBTS, you got an old credit card on file. What's that? Didn't go through? Too bad. You know, I mean, and Howling Media. I'm just like, you know what? I didn't like that shit that they pulled. You know, making a run on the bank. Like, they induced a run on the, you know, to get everybody to buy. You know, and it just bothered me. But the thing is, you know, and I heard about the tactics that they use at retailers. But just the same thing is like, you know, hey, it's like Tyler's beef is really kind of based on just word of mouth. So is mine, because how do I know everybody else doesn't do all this shit?
You know, this is just a little peek in through a window that I got to have.
It could very well be common practice. We don't know. But, you know, the further everything moves along and the further that that things kind of – look, the fucking truth is that the truth always comes to light. It's a fact.
And it sets you free.
It sets you free, definitely.
So, like
– and it hurts.
The longer that shit goes on, and I'm sure that business – like business models and approaches are changing as the market changes. It's gonna be hot. It's gonna be harder to hide the shit.
Yeah.
You know, like that. Like I don't know. Like I said at the Skullfest video, like it puts me in an awkward spot, man, because Make-Toy has been one of the few companies ever that has been straight up with me. Like. Of the companies that I've spoken to, they're actually the legitimate only ones that have ever been straight up with me. But then, like, some of the, like, the shit that I'm hearing, like, the overwhelming amount of shit that I'm hearing that all points in the same direction, it's like, come on. Come on with this shit.
Come with it now?
Come with it now.
Straight up like Paula Abdul?
Come on. Have a bagel.
Have a bagel.
Hey, what about that forearm gap? Are they're doing with all of them now? Little,
jeez, nitpicky wiki. Say that? Sam nitpicky wiki.
I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people point that out. You know, there's a little gap between the forearms.
Does it bother you that much?
You love it. No, it doesn't.
You can knock it up a little bit, and it disappears. You can't even see it hardly.
The only thing
doesn't matter what other people are.
The only problem I ever had with the gap, and it's purely from a reviewer's standpoint, is like, I mean, I'm almost no condition you'll really really notice it. It's just when there's like something white behind it and you can see right through it, you know, like right. But on the right. Shelf it's not going to be a problem,
right?
Unless it's Ramjet.
Got too small.
Was it Ramjet? He's the white one.
Yes, he's the
so
white
one. Good. So
you're good. I like them. I'm gonna get them.
They look amazing.
So
they look amazing, and like the fact that they're doing all of them, like, you know, and you can still get your money for the Takara. Like, it helps.
Let me ask you this, though. Hold on. Because that's a Dirge, right? Is that a Dirge or no? Is that a...
Yeah, that's Dirge.
Okay. Dirge. From the Dirge. Those are the undersides of his wings, right? And we know this is the resin model, so final results may vary. They might have to do another mold, so you might get some waffles. You might get waffles on the bottom of those wings.
The only thing with that I can't see it happening in this case is the fact that the undersides are exposed like that. Like, it's one thing if it's on the back. Like, I think you'd have a better argument to make that there could be hollows in the top of the wings, but, like, you know, you're seeing that in vehicle mode. Right. So, in
this case, let Robert have his... his voice moment.
Thank you. Is this going to be more expensive than the traditional Seekers? Because
maybe not, because they're just it's just repaint money.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're just adding some new wings and a little couple
Bobby,
things here and there. But not
Bobby, leave the logic out. What Robert have his dumb voice moment.
Let's hear. Let's see what they do. Let's see what they do. They're going to have waffles on these wings or not?
Oh, they put a cone on their head, too. That's about it.
Oh, fuck, and it's going to be an extra $50.
That's got to be. For the cone? Yeah, it's got to be 50.
Wait, do you think that's on a C-clip? His fucking head?
What about an H-clip?
No. Like, I put the Howling Meteor on my shelf and took the Takara one off, and I was like, God damn it. Like, it does make a difference.
Sacrilegious, man.
Dude, the Takara, like... It's just,
but it's Takara, though.
Yeah, but you know what? Who cares, man?
It's just a dated mold. I mean...
Okay.
Hey, Robert. Look at those power outlets on the floor. Don't they look like three faces that know a conspiracy is going on?
Or they've seen something.
They've seen some shit.
They're like
they know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They've seen a pack of cigarettes, long fingernails.
One of them's going, ooh, and then the other two are afraid to say anything.
They'll get their ass whooped, probably. That's good. I can see them. Well, how much was a Howling Meteor? 100? 100?
100? 100.
Well, like 100.
Was it 100?
Like 120.
120?
maybe the Coneheads, maybe 130 if they do any higher. But it'd be cool if they do it when they were 122. That'd be pretty cool. I mean, I think the Coneheads are a little bigger than the Seekers, but not much. So I could see them being a little bigger, maybe 130, 140 at the most.
I'm going to say it's the Cone.
Is it the Cone this big?
I'm going to say it's the Cone. I'm going with it's the Cone.
I agree.
I'm going to say it's the extra mold to hide the waffles.
Hey, speaking of little things that Robert understands, we've got an Iron Factory Sword of the Guardian Diatlas coming out.
That looks good. I'm not going to lie. I like it.
Yeah, but I mean, are you turning your back on Iron Factory?
I have this on pre-order, you know, just because I always click everything with them. But you know, I don't have a Diaclone shelf, so I might be passing. I don't know.
But you don't have a Legends IDW shelf.
Diatlas is not Diaclone.
I thought it was Diaclone.
Nope.
He's a Victory. Is he Victory or?
He's post Victory. He's actually in Zone.
Zone?
What is that? What is Zone?
Zone is the craziest fucking one off you've ever fucking seen.
It's a Japanese series.
Yeah. It was a whole series?
No, yeah. It was one episode, right?
It was gonna be a series, and then like I think they realized how crazy it kind of was, and so I think it's just like one like 40-minute movie or something like that.
Let me. Can I try to explain it to Bobby? Can I try?
Absolutely.
Is that okay? Okay. So basically, this insect demon takes control of the Decepticons, yet you don't see any actual Decepticons, and he resurrects. Was it 7 or 9?
I'm not sure, but yeah,
Android 17.
Decepticon generals. So it's basically all the Combiners, Scorponok, and who is the other one? Overlord?
I don't remember.
And gives them super armor and sends them to fight the Autobots and to steal something. Well, and so you've got like Devastator, like super armor, and I think he's yellow and he has a cape.
Mm-hmm.
He has a cape?
Yeah, it's really fucking weird.
Oh, I gotta watch that now.
And Diatlas is inexplicably the new Autobot leader.
Wow! I think in the movie, if I'm recalling right, I think Victory Saber ends up getting Star Saber ends up getting like injured or something like that. There is some reason behind it.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can find it. I'm gonna post.
Triple R is already topping, so y'all know that, right?
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, it's good to see him commenting again. He took a little hiatus.
We miss that little feller.
Volan Jaeger.
Volan.
Yeah, is the guy.
Slim Biscuit, really?
right about his level.
I'm gonna get this. Yeah. I like the factory.
Regardless of what he has to play, it's like I don't have any attachment to it whatsoever. No, so it's like, am I just getting a robot because the company made it? You know,
what attachments do you really have to Transformers?
That's kind of the name of the Transformers fandom, though.
Now I'm gonna call back to an earlier conversation we were having, where Robert mentioned this shelf of black figures he's got, and I'm gonna ask him where they were in all the continuities.
Well, you know what? Each one of them looks nice.
Robert in place tonight. I'm just telling
you. No, in all fairness, no. Because it's not a character. These are each characters that I do have a connection to in one way or the other. They're just recolors of them and different versions. But, but this thing is just the fucking Gundam, you know?
Hey, Bobby, just real quick. I take back what I said about Devastator having a cape. They all had capes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Fucking awesome, dude.
I'm posting pictures on the G3 right
now. Please do. I have to buy my phone, but after that, I will take a look.
That's Minasaur. Yeah, that's Minasaur on the right, by the way. He's got... Oh, you don't watch Walking Dead. Never mind. I was going to say, if you watch the season premiere of Walking Dead, he's got those big metal plates on his cars.
Oh, yeah.
That fucking preacher should have never went back, man. Fucking idiot. You got your shit pants on? Ugh.
Oh, let's not turn this into Walking Dead chat.
It's not?
It's already Star Wars, Bagel, Punisher, My Little Pony.
Can I just ask you one question? Did you like the premiere?
I thought it was okay. I'm actually going to be on a podcast called TKO tomorrow. And nice.
What?
There's going to be some egg boy. Exactly. There's going to be some Walking Dead discussion.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
Since okay. I'm the only person they know that's read all the comics.
Well, that's good. I'm glad I got you on. That's good.
Shout out to JC. Low hanging titties. He talked about them again.
I had a great time on TKO. It was a great time. I would do it again if they asked me.
10 out of 10?
Yeah, I would give it 10 out of 10. I had a great time. They're really funny. It was a good time.
Good.
I think you'll like it, Greg.
Good. To quote the guy I know named Bobby Skullface, good.
Good.
And you just did it too. Good.
Good. Good.
I don't know if this is new or not, but it's Gigapower Swoop Gauden Teeter, but he's going to have these cool, like really cool fucking launching effects for the missiles, and I really wish the fans' toys had these now.
That does look really good, the shooting missiles.
Good.
Yeah. So there's that.
Bobby?
Can you say good again?
Good. That's good. That's good. You know what? Good. Good.
No, Bobby, it's fine.
It's fine. It's also fine. But it's a little bit good. Good. Pretty good.
I think this figure is perfect. It is perfect in every way. I'm not getting it. But it's perfect. It's not for me. But it's perfect.
But still not for me. But I'm still not going to get it. But I will review it and say it's good, but I'm just not going to get it.
Man, I really need to find my phone.
Are we talking about Elagos?
No, Bobby's okay.
Yeah, we haven't moved on to making fun of Matt yet.
Okay.
We're still making fun of Bobby. Yeah. We're talking about Giga Power.
Giga what?
Okay, fine. So X-Transbox, Elagos, they're Cyclonus. There's a clear version, I guess, to represent when he's being formatted.
Yeah, we've seen this a while back, but I'm getting it. It looks good.
We did see this a while back?
Yeah, it's been out for a little while. It hasn't, you know, he came out, you know, everybody's like, ooh, then he just disappeared. I don't think he came back.
Yeah, it's clear. The clear version, right?
Yeah, we've seen it about a couple of weeks ago. You may not have been on the show.
You know what, then? You know what? We got X-Transbots B-O-T bot concept art. This might actually happen.
That's weird.
That's weird. If you have human characters, wouldn't it have?
I don't understand. I was just, it's, you know, everybody loves that one, you know, scene or one episode now.
Well, that's kind of what G1 is, though. Really, when you boil it down, outside of like a handful of characters, it's one episode.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You had to sell a toy. That's true. This looks all right. I mean,
it's too symmetrical compared to the cartoon. It should be a little fucked up looking.
No, I think you're thinking about Autobot Spike.
No, I'm looking at the cartoon picture, and it should have like fucked up teeth and a squiggly belt. Like he shouldn't be
well,
so clean.
That's true. The drawing is kind of weird on it.
It's not too inaccurate.
I think in this case it's fine.
I don't fucking want this.
Yeah, you do. $25. Yeah, you will.
Oh, look at that.
So this is the thing. Like, I'm a big proponent to making, you know, representations of the human characters that we care about. But like, I just don't feel like this is something that's of any real importance. You know, like I don't know.
What episode was it? I don't remember that.
I don't even know this episode.
Yeah, like honestly,
it's the last episode of season 2.
Is it? Oh.
Yeah, they put Brawl. Was it Brawl or Onslaught?
I don't know. You're on
it
your
was
own
Brawl.
Here.
Yeah, this was the episode where Defensor smashed Bruticus and Swindle sold all the parts.
Oh, okay.
And they put the bomb in Swindle's head, and then Swindle lost the personality component for Brawl, and these high school kids put him in a put him in a science project thing. I mean, he's no more or no less important than fucking Raul.
Raul?
Or, like, one of the other, like, one-off human characters. Well, I mean, one-offs, not Marissa.
Power Glide's girlfriend.
Those guys. Yeah, Power Glide's girlfriend.
You see on his chest, next to that screen, you've got, like, a button and a dial. And if you look at the toy, it's two buttons. Not toyac, not too inaccurate.
Well, abort. Let's go to the board.
No dial. Abort mission.
Hey, Robert, do you need 10 minutes to make some memes, or can we?
Can we get time to move on?
Robert, no talking about ex trans bots. Why, you know who was on the car.
Well, this actually, I actually used the ex trans bots, but we don't know if ex trans bots is going to release this. This was actually put out by the designer, so one can only assume.
There's no wheels on his heels. And that's not too inaccurate. There's no wheels on his heels.
What are you talking about?
Well, Robert, you're in a unique position because you're Robert D. and we aren't. So if none of us want this, we don't have to worry about getting it. Or no, excuse me, I take that back. If you don't want this, you don't have to worry about getting it. But if we don't want this, we have to worry about getting it.
Yeah. I'm getting it, but I'm not getting it.
Yeah. If it was in the right scale, which... To be in the right scale, it'd have to be, like, super fucking tiny. Maybe. I don't know, though. That's kind of wonky, because he was fighting Autobots, but he's, like, the size of the human. I don't know. This is one of those things where, like, if it was cheap, and, like, if it was, like, a Dr. Wu type project, then, you know, I'd throw it up on my shelf with all my other inconsequential humans.
This is one of those things that I'm going to have to go back and see the episode, because I have zero... recollection of this thing.
I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, it's the very last episode of... it's actually the last episode before the movie, and it's called B.O.T. Bot.
Okay.
Yeah. I even remember the title.
Yep, it's the one where Defensor shot Bruticus apart in one shot.
One shot?
You wonder, and, like, destroyed the fucking... Like, all the Combaticons except for Swindle, to the point where he sold them for spare parts.
Yikes.
That's hardcore, man.
Yeah. So you kind of makes you wonder what they were doing the rest of season two. Like,
that'd be like destroying us and then Greg selling us for parts.
I would sell you guys for parts, probably.
I wouldn't put it past Greg.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, what do you want to do with this big old belly of deluxe?
It would have to be an episode Justin wasn't on. So Justin could come back and put a bomb on my head and make me get back Bobby's personality component.
So Greg would harvest our organs, but he would just sell your belly?
Yeah, just my big belly. And your neckline.
And he'd freeze Bobby's dick. Be like, dick on a stick! Dick on a stick!
Somebody might want to drift with Matt's brain. Like, what was that movie? Pacific Rim? I'd be like,
I don't get it.
Animal Chow.
I think Robert don't get it either. He just laughs and just laughs.
I get it. I just picture instead of like blood coming out of the nose, like just like ketchup, like just like.
I'm picturing Bobby as like a kaiju, but he's a giant dinosaur chicken nugget.
I'll take it.
Oh, Pacific Rim 2 is coming.
I'd be a pachycephalosaurus.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. What? A pack of syphilis thesaurus? What?
Yes, the same.
His favorite dinosaur, Pekka, whatever you call it.
Alapaca. Pekka what?
It's not my favorite dinosaur.
Alapaca. Pekka.
What's your favorite dinosaur, Robert?
Beagle.
A beagle. I like a T Rex.
I like a beagle T Rex.
Classic, you know? A Stegosaurus.
Is that the three-horned one?
No. The snarl.
I like the triceratops. I like a triceratops.
What about you, Bubby?
Honestly, I like a Deinonychus. Deinonychus. Always been my favorite.
Always, right? Since when? Since you learned the name a year ago?
What's yours, Justin? I had this book
as a kid, and I always had this, like, there was, like, this one piece of art that was for Deinonychus, and I was like, man, that's fucking awesome, and he was my favorite. He's actually,
a thickness.
He's actually kind of what the Velociraptors are based off of.
With the feathers.
Like, I don't want to get too nerdy with the dinosaur talk, but Velociraptors were about like 2 to 3 feet tall in real life. And the Deinonychus were about 5 to 6 feet tall. So the Velociraptors that you see in Jurassic Park are more like the Deinonychus than they are like actual Velociraptors.
You're a fucking nerd.
And who told you that? Your middle kid?
Yeah.
Or was it the older one?
Yeah, definitely been the older one.
Greg, what's your favorite dinosaur? Or do you even
like,
have a favorite one?
I feel like that's a line from a movie.
That's like asking somebody who they voted for, Matthew. Like,
sorry. Justin, what's your favorite dinosaur?
I always like the Brontosaurus. So.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
A safe choice.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it was a line from a movie, and it would take Mr. Dickiosaurus to fucking remember it for it to be funny. So I'm gonna go with Velociraptor.
Spitter.
There you go.
Oh,
well, we're both supposed to.
Spitter.
It's stepbrothers. You're supposed to go Velociraptor.
Oh yeah.
Man, whatever, man. You're dead.
It's past now. It's past.
I failed you on that one. I'll be honest. I failed you on that one.
See, is it true that the Brontosaurus really bullshit? Was it
fucking depends on the year, man.
This year, it wasn't bullshit. It was true.
Listen, whichever dinosaur has the huge ass neck, whatever you decide you want to call it.
You like the Robertiosaurus?
No. I said the huge neck, not the stretched out one.
Yeah, that's true. Different.
It's also huge though.
Imagine if Brontosaurus weren't a big ass fucking Shattercast thing, stretch out the neck and everything.
Dude, we should make a Brontosaurus wearing a big Shattercast T-shirt.
But it has to
stretch
be
out the neck.
It has to be the one from Land Before Time.
Yes, Robert, Land you have your homework assignment.
Get out of here!
I hardly even get it before somebody steals it or idea. All right, so
come on.
Speaking of getting it,
no paddles, huh?
Got some new X-Transbots Thundercon images.
Yeah,
these don't look painted right.
Well, they're hand painted. They're hand painted resin prototyped.
Yeah. So. I mean, I'm in. And whichever one works the best for each between this and DX9, you know, will be my whatever the fuck they lend themselves to, but. Man, this is one of those things when it's seeing it in a 3D, like a real image, it's like, oh, it's so cartoon, and the cartoon image may not be the best representation of these characters. But whatever, I'm in.
Looks like he's painted in whiteout. Jesus.
God, it's like building blocks.
He said painted in whiteout.
It's like a mega block.
Trying to white out the fucking everything.
But I mean, it looks like it should. It's just whether or not it should have ever looked like that, I guess.
Does anybody still think that this thing is not combining?
Yeah, I still don't think it is.
Yeah.
I thought we got an answer.
I still don't think the arms.
Did we get an answer? When?
The car split. All the cars at Scramble City, according to the breakout test shot at TFCon, from people that handled it, there's die-cast clips that hold it together. So I think the halves on all the car can split in half and function. And if you look at, hold on, where is it? If you look at the picture, these aren't numbered, at least not on my biz. I'm not looking
back at the back picture.
The last picture where you can see the top one where is that Dead End?
Dead End is the red one.
On the ways the arm, you see how the hood's kind of raised and that part's indented. That's probably where it connects, and panels probably come out to make it look a little bigger. I would say because you don't see that on the car mode, it's flush on the car mode. So there's obviously distortions of panels, which would make the cars on the back of the legs look smaller. Do you see what I'm saying?
Like I've also heard that the hood and the fucking trunk unclip and clip onto the arm.
Like armor, right?
Yep.
So where's the rest of it go, though?
What do you mean?
Back in the box.
The rest of Dead End in the box.
See, I don't know about that. What if it's really just kind of folds around?
Maybe
you
know,
and like there's the indents, and it just fits into it. Like you're assuming, like if you look at the shoulders, like that's the inside shoulder part is solid. But what if it's not? It's shaped to accommodate the you know the whole entire front half of the car.
It might be.
I'm fine with that. Like if you can do it with his legs, no one ever has a problem with you doing that with Menasor's legs. You know, do it with the arms too if it's fucking solid.
Yeah, but this shit. Look how it sits on the arm. I just don't know. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, I don't care. I personally don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Don't give a fuck.
It doesn't make a difference to me.
Whoa. But you're a little too passionate about this.
But looking at it,
it got a little rowdy.
You mean like Kaepernick not giving a fuck?
Looking at it, it looks like to me like the arms come out from the trailer.
Well, Bobby, what would you do if you took your pants and your shirt off? You'd go back in your house too, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, so you can't hate on it.
I wouldn't. You know what I heard? You know what I heard about this? If you shave your balls and on the top of your dick, it makes it look bigger.
Shave the top of your dick?
What?
I hope not. Now you're doing something wrong, man.
I have a hairy dick, man.
I got a broccoli.
He's like, it's hairy all the way up.
Yep.
all the way up. Bobby, all the way up.
So if you shave that shit, it makes
the
it look
hair, the hair hangs down like man thing.
I can braid my shit, man.
Does it burn anyone with fear? Like man thing?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how. I don't see it.
We're going to find out soon.
You know, like, look how close the trunk of Dead End sits against the base of the wrist.
Yeah, it is. It means right up to his hand.
Well, look at the base of the spoiler of
drag strip.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, that's even worse.
Pulls down.
That's even worse. I mean, where like his legs, drag strip's legs need to be yellow
or black.
Black and yellow.
Right. I was just queuing that.
I mean, whatever.
So the one thing that kind of throws this off for me that says that it's not is that the wheels don't match the wheels on any of the car modes.
Let's take a look at that.
It's true.
Well, it's also renders. That's the other thing. Like, it's various renders all shown here, so
let's go back to the source, the actual photos.
Man, on breakdown, one tire is way lower than the other one. Like he's drooping.
He's got that Frankenstein foot, zombie foot going on.
Yeah, let's have to see. They're gonna have to show it eventually.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be good. I think.
Yeah, and see, ultimately, I don't care. Like, the truth is, like, I don't care how they do it. Like, as long as it looks good, I'm fine. Like, there are people that get hung up on shit like that. I'm not one of those people. I get it, but that doesn't really ultimately matter to me.
Hey, can I tell you a secret that you're not going to believe?
Sure.
There's people in this very thread on TFW that we're looking at that feel that way.
No.
They are.
No.
No.
Yes.
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I'll have to look myself.
Nope. They're raging out. You have no clue.
No, I don't believe it.
Are they raging against the machine, though?
Come with it now.
Oh, gosh. I think these are fabulicious.
Fabulicious.
But as long as they look good, they can't just look good. They have to be solid, too.
Like
it has to be a solid combiner.
Yes. Agreed. But, I mean, the chances are if it's, you know, I mean, the hard truth is – the chances are, if it's not made up of transforming robots, it's going to be more solid than if it is.
Yeah. I think it's going to be good, and I'm all in. I'll take the white-outed version. I don't give a shit.
Gross. I mean, it looks good, but it's not for me. I just don't have a place on the shelf. You know, it's just not me.
Good.
I think they're cheap enough that I'm willing to check them out, but I don't think that I'm ultimately. I don't think this is the one that I'm keeping.
So. How much are they? You said they're cheap. You know how much they are?
It's like $50.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Somebody said they look like $39.99 combiners.
Well, they kind of are. I mean, like, it's pretty close.
That's a sad face. That's not bad. $50 is not, you know, that wouldn't be too bad to go in to, you know, test these out.
Not at all.
No. I like what they're doing. I like some of the third-party or going down in process, and so people can, you know, actually get them and try to test them out, see if they like.
Well, I think that this one is for different reasons, but yeah.
Well, okay. Well,
yeah, he would have charged $100 a bot if yep. shit didn't definitely. Go down the way it did.
Definitely. Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's different raisins.
Raisin? Yeah. Are you talking about chocolate covered raisins or just raisins?
You're all my raisins, Matthew.
Word. You're all I need to get by.
Look at you, little
you don't know none of that. You don't know nothing about that fucking Method Man shit. Come on. Anyways, oh, we got Hasbro news. I mean, who's
this all? Is this the point of the show where Matt takes over as host?
Is anybody getting this? I know, Bob, you're getting both, right? The DX9 and the.
Yes, I'm getting both.
Is anybody getting both, or are they going to lean over to one side?
I'm getting both, probably. Just, I mean, because I don't have a fucking Minasaur, and I'm an idiot.
That is true. I have one Minasaur. I have the smaller one from Fans Project.
Well, the DX9 is going to be what size? Is it going to be Generation Toy size?
The DX9 is going to be bigger than the XTB.
Really? Mm-hmm. How big is the DX9?
Probably Generation Toy size, isn't it?
I've heard rumors that the individuals are like Starscream-ish size.
Really? What?
That's what I heard.
Holy shit.
Or red before someone corrects me.
But the X-Transbot's bigger than the Warbitron, though, right?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
God, they're going to be Toy World size.
Once X-Transbot's Minasaur combines with the trailer and, like, random shit from your kitchen, then it's going to be Toy World size. So.
Wait, did you say the X-Transbot's is going to be Toy World size?
No, neither of them are Toy World size, but the what you call is going to be slightly smaller. The Unique Toys or DX9.
As long as they're in the ballpark, I'm cool. You know?
Yeah.
Dude, if the DX9 looks like if they make their stuff like they did the Powerglide, that's going to be a good ass fucking combiner.
But I also, I mean, I heard a Zeta is in the works. I heard that as well.
Oh boy.
I'm kind of questionable on how I feel about Zeta, to be honest.
they certainly seem unstable. Like every time I turn around, there's like some drama with them.
Like a bad relationship.
Yeah.
We are now Zeta 1.
Yep.
And we are Zeta 2 over here.
I just hope hero. They get the Superion out in time.
Did you say hero? Anyways.
Hopefully he didn't say hero, because that would be inappropriate.
No, I said Zeta Zero.
Zebra. Oh, get with that okay. Zero. Drop that zero and get with the hero. Cool as ice.
Speaking of things that are divisive, MP Dinobot Dino Mode teaser?
So it's like think his that looks fugly. Neck? I think that's too skinny. He looks like the classic version.
It looks like Dinobot.
I think it looks like Dinobot. I think once you get the paint job on that thing, it's going to be stellar. I mean, it's funny because
I think it will too. But
and he has don't holes. You find
that? Wait, Robert, do you hear that? It's the sound of backpedaling.
Yeah.
No, I'm not backpedaling. I'm just saying, when I first saw this, I was like, "Damn, he's a skinny mini." But it is Dinobot. He was skinny in the show and everything. I understand that, but
he had a big head, you know, and. But, you know, yes, he has a
weird and Robert would know.
Yeah. He has those weird holes on his palms. But
which is, I think, a pretty clear indication he's going to come with a golden disc.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
But, I mean, look, consider this. Like, so many prototypes that we see when they're gray, we think they look great. And then they're painted, and we're like, you know? I wouldn't put too much stock in your feelings until you see the paint on it, because it can really change things up. And look at this thing. You're only looking at, like, the top half, and, yeah.
Takara's paint job is going to be good. I understand that. I mean, they are always on point with their paint jobs. But.
Yeah, I mean, because the Cheetor and the Optimus Primal were painted like shit, so.
I like
beautiful
their paint job.
What?
He's no, really being sarcastic. Being
facetious.
I think so. He doesn't say bad things about the car, Robert.
One thing I will say. Chikara to me is fans' toys to Bobby.
Except I get on lupus.
It's the tongue.
I get on the secret molds, but yeah.
That's true.
That tongue better be like have like a like, you know wire in it so you can move it around. You know what I mean? it's kind of like he's got a long tongue.
Oh Lord, I'm just looking at this dinosaur mode. God bless you guys, man.
Well,
Bobby, you know you can get it.
Well, he's not a Dickiosaurus, so he's not.
That's
he's
true. Dickia.
He looks like a Dickiosaurus.
If you look at him on the show, he does look like that with the skinny neck.
Oh,
like,
I'm not debating that.
Yeah. Okay. Just making sure. It's not for me either, but at least
I wonder.
It's what he's supposed to look like. So.
You know what my favorite part of Shattercast is? There's always going to be a segment where someone feels better about themselves. Yeah, at other times,
I never feel better about myself. I usually get off here calling.
Well, no, I said that wrong. Trying to say it,
I cry.
There's always a time where someone's gonna feel like, oh my god, I'm not buying this. It's a good time to be a Transformers collector.
I wonder how many Robert's gonna send to Bobby.
No, none. You know it's weird.
You send buy him a solid case of Dinobots. I'll help you pay for it.
Well, the thing is. You know, people who collected Beast Wars, who were fans of Beast Wars, we never got a good Dinobot. It was always weird.
And I'm not sure you still will.
Shut up.
Yes, I am. Okay. Man.
No, I know. I get it. I get it. I get that it looks like it's supposed to.
Exactly.
I'm just making the argument that it never looked good to begin with.
Looks better than that fucking Lucas.
And you know what? That's a welcome thing to say. Why not? You know, you don't have to fucking pity. You don't have to pitter-patter around the issue. Some people hate the way these fucking things look. You know, it's fine. It's a valid opinion, obviously. You know.
Oh, I got it. There's another clear Transformer coming out right above Dinobot. There's another Optimus Prime coming out. He's clear. I'm going to get that probably, so. All right. And I'll get MP Dinobot too.
Good.
You got a good. See, when he says good, there's a certain time he, in a way, he says good. He doesn't really mean like, oh, good, man. He's like, well, good. I'm better than you.
You win. You win. That's all you do. You win.
Pat on the head. Pat on the head.
I'll go play with my fans toy stuff, but good. It's good.
Hey, man. Like, hey. Daddy, I drew a dinosaur.
A field goal.
Good.
Like somebody kicked a field goal. Good.
Good. Good. Good. Good. Good. Good.
Hey, Bobby, the Giants won a game. Good.
Good.
No, they didn't. They never won a game. Anyways. Oh, what's up next? Oh.
Why is he beat? I'm sorry. I got sidetracked playing a video game. While you guys were arguing. Battle Command Optimus Prime reissues coming in 2018.
Oh, I love that voice.
Man, look at the wingspan.
Yeah, so this is apparently the Takara version of the Jetwing Optimus. No, this. What is this abomination?
That cab is really small.
This is like a Age of Extinction Prime with a jetpack? Yeah, no.
But that's the jetpack from the third one.
Yeah, right? This is fucking Frankenstein's. Yeah, like can we move on before I have nightmares, please?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh my god, movie edition.
Fuck what I like.
Roll.
Fuck what I like.
Do you really like the idea?
He doesn't even like Hasbro toys anymore. He just pretends he does because it's like who he is now.
Well, yeah. I hope you like movie toys.
I've fallen into the character. I've fallen into the character, and I'm not really. I hate Transformers.
I know you're like you've become deluxe. Like deluxe has become. You know, you're more deluxe now than Matt.
Fucking Lunar pointed out on my wind blade I just did. He like on my floor time. He says I don't look happy. I'm like I'm fine. It's good. It's good.
He sees it. He sees it for what it is.
All right.
Movie stuff.
Top Notch Pictures TFCN, who is stealing the TFCon font.
They rub some bacon grease on the damn. I do want a brawl. I would like to have a brawl, but.
Well, okay, going back to this logo here. if you take the O out of TFCon and you just move the N over, you still have the same amount of black space as you have on the right of the N here. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't get it, Jeff.
You're so spatially aware.
Yeah, I know.
Spatially aware.
You must do great in the dark.
Do we have any statues?
You must do great in the dark.
Yeah, Matt, we don't have statue news. Somebody actually deleted statue news for whatever reason. Yeah, I don't know. It wasn't me, and
it likely was me if I was cutting and pasting accidentally or something. No, you know what? That's not true. It's not me because I don't end up actually deleting the notes. I just copy and paste.
I did it. Fuck it. I don't care what. Are you gonna give me some canes or something? Caning or something?
Give him some. Hey, somebody give him some canes. He can't walk properly. Like, give him some canes.
My back does hurt.
Well, arguably, canes is a chicken restaurant, so I could see that being a.
Yeah. Man, you know has a good buffet, KFC, man. They got a good buffet. I just want to put that out. Anyways, I'm so fucking hungry, man. Yeah, during lunch.
Like KFC and Long John Silver's, like the combo?
No,
or they have
not the KFC or no, not the KFC know. Taco Bell combo. Had a
buffet. Yeah, in some really desperate places they do.
Wow.
In Arkansas, in the fat states, they have them.
Like I said, some really desperate places they do.
I didn't know that either. South.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Do y'all have KFC out there?
Usually out in the middle of nowhere.
I actually had. I was at Pinkerton's Halloween party. It was a blast, but.
Oh, you was invited?
I was. It was for kids. It was for kids.
Okay, whatever.
But they had popcorn. Weren't
invited, Matt?
They had popcorn chicken from where?
KFC.
Nice.
Yeah, it was. It was the first KFC I'd had in probably 20 years.
How many did you eat, though? You weren't supposed to eat that many.
No, I could have a few.
I said, how many did you have?
I don't know. I had a plateful. It was good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I might need to hit up Joe KW to watch what you're.
No, I'm good now. I got my shit sorted out.
You under control?
Right, I'm under control. All
right. We didn't do the question from MP Collector because I wanted to wait for you and.
Yeah, I heard that. I was actually appreciative of that because I wanted.
Yeah, it's a good question. So.
So it is. Dear Shattercast crew, with all the time and effort it must take to pull together Robert's mic into the computer, two episodes of SCU week in and week out, I don't think any of us expect the five of you to keep this up forever. For this week's question, I was wondering if you guys had a sense of what you would want to happen to the Shattercast Uncut brand in the event that the five of you decided to hang up the mics. Would you want the show to end with you, or do you envision entrusting a new band of misfits with the keys to your kingdom? I honestly can't imagine listening to an episode of SCU that didn't feature the five of you, but I also can't imagine SCU ever going away entirely. I'd be curious to hear what you guys think.
We're a fucking brand?
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
You realize that, Matt? That just hit me?
It's neat, though. I mean, that's just, you know.
I don't know. You know, there are... like, it is a lot of work. And it's a big commitment, and like I don't think unless you do something like this that you realize what it is. But like the time that it takes away from your family and your fucking loved ones in a peak hour, like I feel like most working couples, which we all are, you know, mainly get that evening time together.
Yeah.
And like there are sacrifices that are made in order to do this, but. Like, I think we all love this hobby enough and love each other enough where we appreciate the time to do it. But I think that he's right. It can't be forever. But in my mind, I would hope that, you know, it would be a gradual thing, you know, where, you know, Matt decides he can't do it anymore and Matt leaves. And somebody else comes in and replaces Matt, and I mean, not replaces him. Obviously, Matt can never be replaced, but you know what I mean. And then that person would gel with the four of us, and then Justin leaves, and then
you know, a new person comes in and that person gels with the new four of us. And later on, Robert leaves, and later on, Greg leaves, and then eventually I would leave.
Robert is asked to leave.
And Bobby's the last man standing.
Because like, I have a hard time giving up. Like, I'd probably be, like, on chemo doing this fucking thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't, at this point, I wouldn't give up. I left once before, but I wouldn't give up at this point until any of y'all were gone, just because.
Yeah, I mean, we've moved on from, you know, we've lost three people, actually.
Three people, yeah, that's...
Yep. So,
so you've mean, heard episodes without the five of us on, at least one of us, and, you know, thinking about, like, the whole of the cast, as it were, like, you've heard episodes where we weren't all on.
Yeah, I mean, we've tried to replace people, and I mean, Lenny was a great add-on, you know, add-on addition, you know, and then he went to Toy Tea Talks.
Yeah.
Shout out to those guys.
Well, I mean, like, I think that, like, in the same breath, I mean, Lenny and Oscar in particular, like, there's no replacing them.
Like, no, not at all.
They offer their own unique brand of, like, flavor. And there's no replacing that. It's just a matter of, like Lenny is no replacement for Oscar, but Lenny offered something different.
And he was he's a great fit for
exactly. Us. And he was a natural fit. And you know the I don't know if we'll ever find a fit that is natural again. You know, it was a very natural fit. You know, and that's okay too, because the show works. You know, fine without as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's been a while since Lenny. No, I think we're done.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
But I don't. Go ahead.
This whole shit's burning. If I'm gone, that's all I'm saying. Who's gonna record? That's all I'm saying.
That's true.
Well, I can record now.
Here goes Bobby.
Can record now.
Every time I've asked for help, everybody's like, "I can't figure it out." So you know,
I can record now.
You say that now. We'll see.
I've had to record a few episodes.
The funny thing is, I can't edit this week's episode, but I'm still recording.
That's true. I could have recorded it. Just
but we wanted you on, Justin.
I didn't say I wasn't going to be on. I just said I could not record.
Well, who's taking the old college try at recording? I have. Bobby has. You have.
I haven't. I don't have the software to do it.
Has MP Collector?
Has he
tried?
He has not.
No.
He sends us questions every week, though. That's really nice.
That's true. That's who we're hitting up, though, when Justin leaves. For like, MP Collector, it's on you.
To start recording.
but you can't say anything.
No. You can't say a word.
Just record. Silent.
But we appreciate your efforts.
He's like the National Regard Reserve.
National Regard. Nothing wrong with a little National Regard.
Not in these turbulent times we're having.
You know, I want to be kind of selfish. I don't know if all of us could not do it. I don't know if I would want it to go on.
Well, yeah, but can you imagine a scenario in your head? I agree with you, but can you imagine a scenario in your head where we would all hang it up at the same time? Like, that's the thing. Is I think it would probably end up being a gradual thing where people kind of slowly drop off and are replaced with other people, and it just becomes something.
So we're all at TFCon, and we're hanging out by Bobby's table, and one of those people who's like, "Hey, Bobby, fuckface," he comes in and just blows everybody away right by the table. And then... There's no more podcast.
Then it continues because Greg couldn't make it.
Well, here's another scenario. Do you ever think that Gilda Radner and Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi ever sat around thinking about Saturday Night Live without all of them on it?
No.
And that's been going on for, what, 30-some years? Mm-hmm. 37 years?
Yep.
So, I mean, I don't want to have a false sense of grandeur, but you know, I mean, if it ever got that big, like sometimes the brand brain gets bigger than the players.
Yeah, no, yeah. I think it can. And I, like I said, I think that it will, you know, it will be a situation where it's just a gradual drop off in replacements. And before you know it, it has changed into something new and different, but still remains Shattered Cast.
That's my dream, anyway, for it. I would like it to be kind of like one of those scenarios where maybe it takes a little break and then it comes back as something different but trying to be the same, but it doesn't really sell quite as well, but it's appealing to a whole new generation of kids. But then there's a whole generation of people out there who are just, you know, like, I'm just gonna go home and watch the old episodes I have.
Yeah,
on,
like, I only stick with season one.
Yeah.
Are you gonna be our Gary Chalk though?
I could be. I'll do it. Sure.
Or our David Kay.
Have any of us not contemplated quitting?
I certainly have never contemplated quitting.
Right. I mean, I'm sure we all have at some point. Like, it does take a lot.
Every show.
And this is like, we're coming up on 4 years of doing this show. And I know there are shows that have gone on longer. It's actually, I was thinking about it today. Like, it's made me stop and think about shows that have been going on for longer, or like the Radio Free Cybertrons are pretty much the same cast of folks. And like, you know, it's impressive, like, because of the amount of commitment it takes, it's impressive to have a show stick around that long.
And there's other shows that have gone on, you know, longer than us, made up of different people.
Yep. Plenty. I mean, there's some podcasts that do like multiple episodes a week. But like, it makes me appreciate it a whole lot more. And, every little cog in the wheel helps get it done. You know, like, it's,
I was going to quit tonight.
Right.
But you know what? I've actually reconsidered. I think I'll give it another go.
It's like,
and I'm doing it for MP Collector.
It takes more than one vulture to eat an elephant.
Where do you come up with these things?
Where the hell did you get that from?
It's an old classic. That's an old classic.
I want to know what Robert thinks, since he's probably the new. I mean, he's old member, but he's the newest member. Whatever. Yeah, what am I trying to say?
That's after Lenny left. Robert was the newest addition to the show.
Again. I went back exactly. in time. Well, I mean, I hit Robert up. I mean, I think I've said this on the show before, but I hit Robert up after Lenny left, and I was like, "Look, I need you to step it up." Like, you know, Lenny.
More jokes.
Lenny
More
offered.
Fart jokes.
Lenny offered a unique flavor to the show, and I think Robert has stepped it up. Like, Robert's kind of become his own force on this show. Like,
sweaty force.
So you're the one.
Yeah, I have to take responsibility. I'll never forget, man. Forgive me for not knowing who wrote the comment, but I'll never forget the comment after we did that episode where it was. Matt, Robert, and I, when nobody else could make it, and we caught up all the people. The episode is called The Bulge and the Bell Curve. It's still, I think, one of the funniest episodes out there. And somebody commented on the Facebook, and they were like, you know, Bobby and Greg, I think is what they said. Bobby and Greg do a pretty good job of keeping Robert in check throughout the year, but every now and then you got to let the beast out of the cage. And I think he has become his own. He's really coming to his own, you know. But I mean, you came on strong. I mean, you like not for nothing. I mean, you came on strong. Like Robert, like remember Oscar was all worried that you were going to be like an Uber nerd, you know. And like you came on with like the Uber, like you know, like so you were a good fit. You were a weird, naturally good fit.
Well, and no offense to Robert, but one of my favorite Robert comments is actually kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum. Well, not really, actually. When we did that fake live show, well, it was a real live show, but the whole April Fool's thing, and someone, and like, actually, I think it was multiple people were like, I knew it wasn't real because Robert was invested in the show and was acting like he cared. Like, that was, like, funny to me.
I mean, like
I still chuckle about that.
Like, you know, people on this show, like, they do a good job of playing their position. And sometimes, like, the position...
Know your position.
Sometimes the position gets... I think that the drama that happens behind the scenes, and it's minimal, I think, these days, but it's all when that position or that role gets taken out of context. And I think that Robert does a good job of playing his position, which is just he offers some interesting insight when the discussion gets real, and the rest of the time is fucking nonsense. But it helps lighten the show, and it helps keep the show balanced, I think.
I appreciate that.
Are we going to vote him off tonight, or
until it gets a little too overbearing?
Sometimes it gets unbalanced. That's a fact.
You got to bring some balance back there for us.
I know the saying is third time's the charm, but sometimes maybe first time's the charm. They're Robbie joke face.
I don't get it.
But it's
because sometimes he repeats the same joke like two or three times until it sticks.
Yeah. Oh, that's me though too.
You do it too, but Maddie,
I do a mic check, you know. Are you out there?
I can't do that. I have the spit guard. I'm like Drake. I have the Drake guard on my mic.
Oh, are you on the Sprite?
Yeah, man, get him a Sprite.
I'm like
great minds.
Right. What's last name ever? First name greatest.
I'll break your
I mix well up with vodka and gin and other white liquors.
But yeah, I don't want Shattercast to ever die. You know, like, but you know, we can't. I mean, we don't live forever, so the show can't go on forever in the way it is right now. But
Were we like Wu Tang? Like, we're just gonna fucking just show up every time we're paid.
Then we're gonna do one episode, but we're gonna only sell it in a museum.
I feel like our last episodes are all gonna be live episodes. So like, you know, some point it's just gonna be the cast is just never gonna end because the last person's just gonna die and the camera's just gonna be on them. It's pretty dumb.
Well, let me ask this as like a caveat to this question.
Yes, I would love to do a live show.
As like a footnote. We all admit that we all have thought or whatever about quitting at some point or
I am right past. Now.
What is it that makes you stay, Matt?
Damn it. The love for you guys. I mean, you know, y'all are probably my best friends, and I only get to see y'all very. And I'm echoing.
God damn it! Every time Robert's thing starts echoing, I want to fucking quit.
I mean, it's for y'all, and just, you know, it's something fun, you know, to do, you know, during the week. You know, it takes me away from, you know, the. You know, me at classes and all that stuff, you know, and just daily life. And I get to sit here and talk about Transformers that I've, you know, loved and grown up on. And it's just, you know, it's just a fun thing to do. I mean, I love doing this. Some of y'all came from a different podcast and I, you know, listened to that podcast and everything. And I was always wanted to be on a podcast so bad when I listened to that podcast. And then when I was asked, you know, to be on, you know, one of the episodes, I was like, you know, I was taken back and I was really excited. And now I just love doing it, you know, and just like to, you know, listen to what everybody's, you know, thoughts are on, you know, different Transformers and stuff and everything. And I love just cutting up with y'all, you know, just, I love, you know, I love you guys. I mean, y'all are my second family. So that's one of the reasons why I stay.
That's nice to hear. What about you, Justin?
I feel like it's echoing mostly what Matt is saying there. Like,
no pun intended.
Shut up, Rob.
Jesus Christ. I'm seriously considering quitting right now. Again. No, but I mean, like, it's really, it's. You know, I have a lot of friends, but like a lot of my friends aren't into Transformers, you know, and it's like, so here's this group of people that are into the same things, you know, well, like one of the same things as me that like once a week I get to go and just kind of let loose with, you know, so,
yep.
You know, that's the whole reason to come back every single week.
Oh, one more thing before. I mean, and it's not always about Transformers. I mean, we talk about other stuff too. I mean, we talk about our families, you know, and we've met, you know, most, I've met all y'all, you know, families and everything. And it's just not about Transformers all the time. I mean, we talk more about, you know, life stuff, you know, also.
So. Actually, ironically, Matt's family is the only family I haven't met.
Yep, I was just thinking that.
That is true, and I'm going to change that. Yeah, Justin has. Justin's met Belisa.
Belisa's awesome. You know? I was a little annoyed that Belisa wasn't coming to things this year.
Yeah. I'm gonna make her next year. We're gonna try to.
You should have brought your mom too, man.
No, that's not bad.
No. Robert, what about you?
Yeah, it's the same. It's the same. I think we, you know, if Matt felt that way and none of us felt the same way, it would be kind of weird.
That would suck, man.
I love you guys, and Justin's just like, I fucking hate you, and I hate you. I think we all feel the same way, you know. But yeah, you know what's funny is the times that I don't make it on, you know, you feel when you get a day off, it feels like a day off, you know. Even though you got other shit going on, I never just take a day off. There's usually some other fucking annoying shit going on that I can't do it. But you feel a real loss. Yeah. I feel it. I'm like, fuck. I really feel like I missed out. You know, and usually when we're done with the show, we don't just hang up. You know, we'll keep chatting. And, you know, Wednesday nights, you know, my wife gets home from school really late, so I usually have to get off pretty quick. No pun intended.
I know that and, problem.
You know, it just it sucks. You know, I like talking to you guys.
What about you, Greg?
Before we go on to Greg, I just want to throw out there, while I give Robert a hard time a lot of times, like, I love Robert too. Like, I have such a good time poking fun at Robert. You know, like, it's that, like, brotherhood type thing, you know? It's like, I can. Robert's not going to take it personally. Robert's not going to be like, you know what, F you later, you know? And, you know, if he does, then we can talk about it, and we'll work through it. So.
Exactly. I think if I ever had genuine beef with you guys, I could tell you I have a beef with you. But it's like, you know, it's like Bobby always says, like, I don't think you can ever say something that's going to really bother me, you know?
What about you, Greg?
What about me?
He's like, I quit.
fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
I'm in the process of quitting right now.
Yeah, you know, we have little tiffs and we have little disagreements, and but I think Bobby said it's not like it used to be, and I agree with that. I think we kind of gel a little bit better than we did a few years ago. I wouldn't leave at this point. Like, I wouldn't just leave based on like a little argument. And I enjoy it. I complain. I bitch. Kit can tell you if you ever ask Kit. I'm like, I got to fucking record on Wednesday. And she's like, why do you keep doing it? And I'm like, because. But I don't tell her I enjoy it. But it's like, I'm like, fuck, I have to record on Wednesday. And like, I mean, with other things going on in my life, I mean, it's kind of stressful. But I keep doing it. Because I do enjoy it. And at the end of the session, I'm like, oh, that was really fun. I tell her, I go downstairs. I'm like, hey, that was really fun. And she's like, why do you never want to do it then? And I'm like, because, you know. And I don't want to quit. Like, I wouldn't want to quit and leave anybody. Like, it's always fun. Like, there's always something that lifts my spirits, whether it's Bobby hating on a toy or Matt being mad, or Robert making a fart joke.
Say it.
Or Justin being
quiet.
Justin being Mr. Fix-It. That's all I guess.
Yeah, no, I enjoy doing the show. I really do. Like, I kind of dread it sometimes just because, like, it's just another thing that's like, I'm really busy right now in my life, so it's like another thing that, my game started. Hold on. Let me pause this.
Hockey.
It's actually Friday the 13th, so it's kind of close. I'm just running some games to get some experience points. Yeah, no. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing this, and I don't make the conventions, and I might not be doing many conventions anymore. I kind of had a little epiphany and a revelation about things lately, but I still enjoy doing the show, and I enjoy spending these. What's it typically 3 hours with you guys?
Yep. Yeah, 2 to 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I enjoy it. Also, I'm not going to give up Shattercast to any of you motherfuckers by quitting. So aww. There's that too.
Hey, Bobby, 12K, what do you think of?
I am
12K.
Like so, I have mixed feelings. Like on one side, like I didn't do the show last week, and I genuinely missed it. You know, like I missed being a part of it, and I don't miss many shows, and I. You know, so when I do miss it, I'm reminded of how much it means to me. I have to be honest, like, I don't really think too much about losing my relationship with you guys because I don't really feel like I would. Like, I feel like if I were to quit Shattercast, I would still hit you all up every now and then, and I would still hit, you know, folks up to come to Skullfest or whatever and hang out. And
Bobby, presumptuous face.
Yeah, maybe that's true too. But like, you know, I don't necessarily think anything would immediately change. But I mean, I enjoy doing the show. I like the thing that really motivates me to stay is the listeners. Like I like the messages that we get from people. That's like, you know, like it makes my Friday commute worthwhile. Yeah. Like I get excited to go to work on Fridays just to hear Shattercast. Like that shit goes a long way with me. Like, cause I know the.
I agree.
You know, like I know what that feels like. I know what it feels like to have that little extra motivation in the morning to get up and go to work because a show that you enjoy is hitting.
I feel like we should change our release day to Monday now. So something to look forward to after the weekend's over.
Yeah, but but it's like that
party Friday time.
It's party time. Like, it does feel right, you know?
I agree. And I don't actually want to change it.
Right.
Can I just add something to what you're saying? Sure. You know, it's funny because there have been times where there's just been crazy shit going on, you know, the kids and work and shit to do. Right. And I'm like, I gotta do the show. I gotta do the show. You know, Lisa will be like, you know, do you have to do it again this week? It's like every week. I'm like, yeah, exactly. It's every week. You know, she's like, well, do you have to do it this week? I'm like, yes. Why? Because people are what I remember saying is like, because people are depending on us. You know, not, oh, I didn't say the guys need me. It's like, listen, people.
It's me.
Yeah, I'm like, there are people.
They need me.
We have listeners. They depend on us. They, you know, we have to put on a show.
It's true.
You know?
All right, I have something to add after you're done, Robert. Then because you took it there. Well, hold on. I thought we were about done with this, so I was doing something else. I'll just check.
Getting
in.
XP, I know.
No, I'm gonna. I'm hiding in the closet. So, I actually got really mad at my boss, and I almost quit my job last week because. We relocated to a new spot, and it's not much farther away, but it's a different route. So, like our commute time has tripled in the evenings, and I went to Kit, and I was like, "We got to leave, like, because we leave a little early on nights. We have to record anyway." Or I have to record, and I was like, "Hey, we gotta leave after record tonight." And my boss walked in. He was like, "Oh, don't worry about it. It's just a bunch of nerds. And it's just how he is. He's just, you know, whatever." But it hurt my feelings, and it kind of pissed me off.
My nerds.
Well, not you. You're not. But it kind of pissed me off a little bit, and like I considered all night and the next day, this after last week's show, I was like, do I really want to work for someone that thinks like that? But then I thought, like, you know, that's just how he is,
right?
I mean, he's not taking his drugs. And he's, you know, he's bipolar as fuck. And he's stressed out. But, like, it kind of pissed me off that, like, you know, he would say that. And, like, that was an instance where, like, this podcast kind of superseded my job. Like, at that point where it was, like, I kind of considered.
Don't let that happen.
Well, I kind of considered. Like, I considered, like, cutting one relationship over another.
Like, I've had, like, when I had my kid, like, not for nothing, like, one of the things I thought about was, nice, I'm going to be able to be on Shattercast with no problem for scheduling for, like, 4 to 6 weeks. Like, nice. That was something that I thought about. You know, like, it is, like, Shattercast hasn't missed an episode. For 4 years, almost. Like, and I can tell you it hasn't been easy. There's been times where we've had to record episodes 3 times in order. You know, like, it's something to be said for that. Like, as much as it seems like it's, like, just haphazard and, like, by the seat of our pants, like, there's a lot. There's a lot to the planning. And
we had to record it. Friday, to be fair,
one of those episodes was because of Robert.
Huh? I was going to say about the listeners, you know, whenever we, like, you know, go to TFCon and you get so many people that come up to us and say, they love what we do, you know, and it's awesome. I mean, to have people that I didn't do this just for that. I just do it because I want to talk about Transformers with a bunch of guys, but to have people actually say, hey, you know, people have emailed us and said, you know, you've changed my life or something, or made my life better because, you know, you get me through that one, you know, dark period of their time. Yeah. And it's really cool to hear that. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, not the reason why we got into it, but I just, you know.
I mean, you do end up feeling responsible. You know, you end up feeling responsible to people.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Based on what Greg was
saying. Get closer to your mic.
Sorry, based on what Greg was saying about the job, it's not too uncommon where, like, I'll look at, like, you know, my books, my law books and stuff, and I'll think about issues on cases, and I'm like, what the hell am I doing? Because I could spend all this time that I spend obsessed over toys, like researching and learning and, like, becoming a better attorney. But I feel like you got to have a balance. You have to do, because for years I was the other way. I worked, you know, 8 in the morning till 9-10 at night for years, 6 days a week. It was all the time, all nighters, everything. And I stopped pursuing the things that I just enjoyed, you know, out of frivolity. And it takes something away. Like, those years, if it wasn't for Lisa, you know, and my pets, I would have nothing to account for it other than just my career. You know what I mean? But that's just, you know, this means something to me, even though it's frivolous. You know, our friendship isn't frivolous. But I just mean the subject matter.
Right.
You know, but it's not frivolous if it makes you happy. It's actually extremely important.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know?
All right.
It shit means, I don't know. Like, when I wear the sweatshirt and shit, like, I take pride in it.
Oh, I do too. You know, when I wear my shirt.
I take pride in it. Like, you know, it shit means something to me. Yep.
Plus, they're not shirts, too. And we thank you. We will be getting out these shirts soon, hopefully. That people order.
How many more have we had people that have paid?
We do have, I think, a couple that paid. The one of them shipped, and one guy asked if we would ship.
I'm sending Esteban's out tomorrow.
Esteban.
Okay. Well, did one guy from where was he from?
Spain.
Or something. One of one.
I don't know. Malaysia. There's one in Malaysia.
Man, you know, these hoodies are really nice.
But you think about this, exclusive?
No, we can make them happen. They're just expensive. We had to work out a price.
They're worth it, honestly, man. These hoodies are fucking nice.
Yeah, I like them too. But yeah, I don't know, man. I fucking love being a part of Shattercast.
No, he doesn't.
I do too.
He hates you.
I love being a part of Bobby.
What? Have I had you yet?
No.
Have I had you yet?
You've had Robert a lot.
Don't call me, hey, then don't call me by my Christian name.
Oh. All right, Mr. Skullface.
Let's wrap it up. Short hands to Cool Table Network, ROC, This is a Realm, Tight Detox, Plastic Fanatics, Beer and Bolters, Nerd Rage Radio, and Wigs. And my personal favorite, the well-established gentleman's show, Stasis Lock. At Real Robot, at Fear Corps, I am Ratchet. Third Party TF Crashers, and Open Your Toy Podcast. This podcast is intended for maturity. This is only the sole purpose of entertainment. If it doesn't fit for your sensitive sensibilities, please feel free to turn it off now. Shut the fuck up!